Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
U.S. soldiers on the city streets with them for another 6 months.
I'm Cammy McCormick.
I believe that when the dust settles in the very near future, you'll see Iraqi security forces in charge of security in their cities.
Lieutenant General Charles Jacoby predicted the violence in the lead-up to the U.S. pullback, and he expects opposition forces will continue to test the Iraqi security forces.
We believe the Iraqi security forces are capable, and we will stand by them, and we will provide the support they need.
That includes air power, intelligence, and medical services.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Even before the latest U.S. casualties, President Obama had expected more bloodshed.
There will continue to be incidents of violence inside of Iraq for some time.
This transition day is a high-stakes moment for Mr. Obama's troop withdrawal plan. He and his advisors will closely monitor the Iraqi military's ability to protect the country. Today's transfer of control could move the president a step closer to fulfilling his campaign pledge to end the war he inherited, Nick.
And word that the war has claimed more American lives. The military says 4 soldiers were killed in fighting yesterday. It was the deadliest incident involving U.S. troops in more than a month. There's grief in Paris. A woman overcome at the news that a Yemeni Airbus jetliner carrying 153 people on a flight from Paris crashed into the Indian Ocean near its destination in the Comoros Islands. Officials say a child has been rescued. 3 bodies have been recovered. The fate of the other passengers and crew, not known. A deadly train derailment last night in Italy. Officials say at least 14 people were killed and dozens of others injured when a train carrying liquefied natural gas jumped the tracks and erupted into a fireball in the town of Viareggio. Well, Michael Jackson's family is moving quickly to gain custody of the late singer's children and some control over his estate. CBS's Steve Futterman is live in L.A. with more.
Well, Nick, the first legal maneuvering has taken place in what could be years of courtroom battles. Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, has gained temporary custody of Jackson's 3 children. She has also gained limited control over some of his assets. A big question right now is there a will? J. Randy Tarabarelli is a longtime Jackson biographer.
It's believed that a will was signed in 2002.
But no will has yet surfaced, and yesterday the Jackson family said in court papers they are not aware of any valid will, and we are still waiting to hear when Michael Jackson's funeral will take place. Today at Harlem's Apollo Theater, where Michael Jackson first performed at age 9 as a member of the Jackson 5, a public memorial tribute is planned. Here's CBS's Peter Haskell.
Jackson's music is playing from boomboxes up and down 125th Street. Wendy Ann Pena expects this tribute here at the Apollo will be hard for her.
It's going to be sad, and I know, you know, everyone's going to be really emotional.
But 8-year-old Beyonce Alphonse can't wait.
Seeing a lot of people dancing and a lot of people enjoying Michael Jackson songs.
Visitors will be allowed inside for 15 to 30 minutes at a time. They'll be playing Jackson's music and showing video highlights and interview clips. Peter Haskell, CBS News, New York.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Many filing for unemployment benefits in Colorado online are frustrated. The Labor Department's online system's been crashing.
Claimants are not without other resources and options available to them. So what we're asking and encouraging claimants to do is to go ahead and use the phone system.
The Labor Department's Cher Haven says claims from anyone who did manage to file online over the past couple of days are safe. The ESPN Zone Sports Bar on the 16th Street Mall is closing. Like sportscaster and spokesman Chris Berman says on the phone recording there, the restaurant offered a lot.
The Zone is the premier sports dining and entertainment complex with something for everybody.
A note on the door says the Zone's going out of business due to the economy. The note says nearly 100 employees will be given a 60-day administrative leave package or paid severance. And in sports, the Rockies fall to the Dodgers 4-2 in 13 innings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Pretty good speeds as you're out the door this morning. No crashes or stalls to get in your way. CDOT wrapped up a couple overnight projects that had really messed up the drive in the overnight. They had been working on the southbound side of I-25, pretty much downtown to taking you past Santa Fe. as well as on I-70 over that elevated stretch. Both those projects are wrapped up, so speeds are looking decent through those stretches. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot, cloudy day with a high of about 90 degrees, currently already 61. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers, or network bosses, didn't want to change a thing.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Perform probably in the beginning of August. But he seems to be doing good. Things are well. And I also went to the pool last night. I need to stop going to the pool. I'm getting too sunburnt. I feel crispy. Super crispy. 303-713-7600, the number to get in on the program here. If you'd like to talk to me, we do have a couple guests coming up this morning at 7 o'clock. We're going to be joined by healthcare policy advisor from the Center for American Progress, Peter Harbage. We'll talk about what's going on with healthcare. National news on that this morning. Democrats warn GOP on healthcare overhaul. Mainstream Dems close to President Obama are warning Republicans about insisting on too many changes to the president's healthcare overhaul, saying the Democratic-controlled Congress will move ahead without GOP input if they do. Amen. We don't need their... I don't think we need their votes. Do we need bipartisanship when it comes to healthcare? Seems like the people on the right are so far from what the public wants. And healthcare. We'll talk more about that at 7 o'clock. We also have Carl Frisch, senior fellow from Media Matters for America. We'll talk about media coverage of healthcare, as well as this new Supreme Court decision that came down yesterday, where they sided with white firefighters in the workplace discrimination lawsuit, a divisive case over the role race should play in a job advancement. And that's what I'm going to talk about this hour, but I do want to give you this from the follow-up files, because we've been talking about Mark Sanford a lot and John Ensign the last couple of weeks. Two elected officials caught with their pants down. And Sanford says he's staying as part of God's plan. And in a written message to supporters Monday, Mark Sanford asserted that God's plan for him includes finishing his term as South Carolina governor. Sanford, of course, facing calls for his resignation after disappearing to Argentina, then returning last week to admit to an affair. I'm going to go ahead and read this letter that he wrote all of his supporters. If you want to give me your opinion on it, you can do that at 303-713-7600. Dear friends, I write to apologize and ask for your forgiveness. Well beyond the personal consequences within my own family, I know that at so many different levels my actions have upset, offended, and disappointed friends and supporters, and for this I am most sorry. As I mentioned in last week's press conference, I've always believed God's laws were there to protect us from ourselves. What has transpired over this last week vividly illustrates the damage that comes personally and to those you love and respect in doing otherwise. So in the aftermath of this failure, I want to not only apologize, but to commit to growing personally and spiritually. Immediately after all this unfolded last week, I thought I would resign. As I believe in the military model of leadership, and when trust of any form is broken, one lays down the sword. A long list of close friends have suggested otherwise, that for God to really work in my life, I shouldn't be getting off so lightly. While it would be personally easier to exit stage left, their point has been that my larger sin was the sin of pride. Are you kidding me? They contend that in many instances I may well have held the right position on limited government, spending, or taxes, but that if my spirit wasn't right in the presentation of those ideas to people in the General Assembly or elsewhere, I could elicit the response that I had at many times indeed gotten from other state leaders. Their belief was that if I walked in with a real spirit of humility, then this last legislative term could well be our most productive one, and that outside this term I would ultimately be a better person and of more service in whatever doors God opened next in life if I stick around to learn lessons rather than running and hiding down at the farm. They've also made the point that a good part of life is about scripts, that the idea of redemption isn't something that Marshall, Landon, Bolton, and Blake should just read about. It's something they should see. Accordingly, they suggested there was a very different life script that would be lived and learned from by our boys and thousands like them. If this story simply ended with scandal and then the end of the office versus a fall from grace and then renewal and rebuilding and growth in its aftermath. I won't belabor all these points, but I did want to write, as expressed earlier, to say that I'm sorry and that more than anything, I personally ask for your prayers for me, Jenny, the boys, and so many others who have been impacted by what I've done. Thank you for taking the time to read this. Take care, Mark. And Politico got a hold of that letter. And then this from the Denver Post. Each Sunday afternoon in May, Governor Mark Sanford and his wife hosted five other couples at the Executive Mansion for a spiritual boot camp. Topics discussed during the hour-and-a-half-long sessions included forgiveness and not loving your wife as Christ loved the church. Group leader Warren Cubby Culbertson did not tell the other four couples what he and his wife Susan had known for months. The governor was having an affair with a woman in Argentina. When Jenny Sanford confronted her husband in January after finding a letter to Maria among his official papers, the governor turned to Culbertson. For nearly 6 months, Culbertson has been the first couple's spiritual counselor and their secret keeper. The Sanfords passed the Culbertson's course with flying colors. A week later, Jenny Sanford asked her husband to leave their home. In an interview at his Columbia office just blocks from the state house, Culbertson said he believed his friend when he said this was his only marital transgression. He thinks Sanford was caught off guard by the power of darkness. Culbertson also thinks that the only thing holding his friend's marriage together right now is their vow to God. Because it's not feelings, it's not emotions, Culbertson said. For most Christians, at some point in your marriage, if you're married long enough, you do it because that's what you're called to do, out of obedience instead of out of passion. And I think that's where Mark and Jenny are right now. Is he trying to say that they're staying together for obedience to God instead of out of passion because they love each other? Meanwhile, the scandal has touched off a delicate political dance among fellow Republicans vying to replace Sanford when his term ends. Still say he needs to resign, but he claims that staying is part of God's plan. 303-713-7600. So that's out there if you want to talk about that this first hour. We're going to get into health care around 7 o'clock. Big story. A lot of talk on the right and left coming into work this morning, listening to the Patriot Channel and Bill Bennett, and then listening to American Morning, the CNN radio program. High Court backs firefighters in reverse discrimination suit. And this is what I want to talk about this hour if you want to play with me. 303-713-7600. The U.S. Supreme Court sided Monday with white firefighters in a workplace discrimination lawsuit, a divisive case over the role race should play in job advancement. In the split 5-4 vote, a majority of the justices ruled that the city of New Haven, Connecticut, improperly threw out the results of promotional exams that officials said left too many minorities qualified. One Latino and no African-American firefighters qualified for promotion based on the exam. The city subsequently decided not to certify the results and issued no promotions. A group of 20 mostly white firefighters sued, claiming reverse discrimination. High Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor heard the case on her federal appeals court last year and sided with the city. The Supreme Court was being asked to decide whether there was a continued need for special treatment for minorities or whether enough progress has been made to make existing laws obsolete, especially in a political atmosphere in which an African-American occupies the White House. At issue is whether the city intentionally discriminated in violation of both federal law and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The city rejected the test results solely because the higher-scoring candidates were white, wrote Justice Anthony Kennedy. For the majority, fear of litigation alone cannot justify an employer's reliance on race to the detriment of individuals who passed the examinations and qualified for promotions. So we're going to take some calls here and get your thoughts on discrimination in the workplace and affirmative action, whether you think that it still is necessary in today's work climate. Seems like the Supreme Court judges, in a 5-4 vote, said maybe it's not needed anymore. I don't know. Is that the wrong assumption to take out of this court? So what do you want to do with this one? 303-713-7600. Got more on this. Key plaintiff Frank Ricci and others took promotional exams in 2003 for lieutenant and captain positions that had become available in New Haven. When the results came back, city attorneys expressed concern about the results in the New Haven Corporation Council after several public hearings refused to certify the test and no promotions were given. The city said that under a federal civil rights law known as Title VII, employers must ban actions such as promotion tests that would have a disparate impact on a protected class, such as a specified race or gender. The Obama administration took a nuanced position on the appeal. A Justice Department lawyer told the high court that while the federal government supported the city's discretion to nullify the test results, it also believed the lawsuit should be allowed to proceed on a limited basis. Justice Kennedy argued that the process was open and fair and that the city officials were careful to ensure broad racial participation in the design of the test itself and its administration. What's your take on their findings here, on their decision? You think they were right to side with the firefighters, the white firefighters? Do you think in today's work climate, affirmative action is needed? 303-713-7600. Want to hear your take on this decision. People on the right, the GOP, is loving this decision. As progressives and liberals, is this a step back? 303-713-7600. The case has received added attention because Sotomayor was on the appellate court that dismissed the appeal. Sotomayor was part of a 3-judge panel that ruled in February 2008 to uphold a lower court decision supporting New Haven's move to throw out the results. In June 2008, Sotomayor was part of a 7-6 majority that denied a rehearing of the case by the full court. Legal analysts said they expect Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee will want to ask about her role in that case as well as her comments about ethnicity and the bench. So this brings the whole Sotomayor appointment into question as well. But there was decisions by Alito and Roberts that were reversed as well. But the GOP seems to be really in favor of what the Supreme Court justices did yesterday in the 5-4 ruling. What's your take on it? Do you like their ruling? 303-713-7600. And is affirmative action needed still today? When this article says, looks like we've come a long way. We have an African American as the President of the United States. 303-713-7600. We're going to step aside, take your calls on the other side. I've got a few calls hanging on. Jeff and Tim, hang on. Want to talk to you. Got a couple open lines. We'll get back to it. 6:18 in the morning. Todd Parker has the J. Marvin Show first look at traffic.
I-25 starting to get busy downtown, pretty much 38 towards Spear, but that's about it for trouble spots around the metro. As far as those slow stretches go, speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits on 36 as you're traveling between Denver and Boulder. 225 also looking good. No problems to report on 76 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Solo from Rocky.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman to tell you about the Natural Sleep Store. Did you know that your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. For details, visit
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Time for a brand new season of America's Got Talent on NBC. They'll have to overcome what's being dubbed the Susan Boyle effect after their Britain's Got Talent brothers uncovered someone who became, undoubtedly, the biggest reality star ever and a household name all around the world. Judge Piers Morgan has been quoted as saying that singing sensation Susan Boyle has laid the gauntlet down to America.
Technology. These days,
Nowadays, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs. 218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Hope you folks are traveling light out there as you're getting your morning commute started. Picked up the new 5280 magazine yesterday. It's their top of the town issue. And they've labeled their top radio talk show hosts. Editor's Choice, Ryan Warner from KCFR NPR. And that's their editor's choice. And reader's choice, guess who? Yep, J. Marvin. Here's what it says. The one-time self-described House liberal, J. Marvin, has attracted a growing, devoted audience from across the political spectrum by sprinkling in doses of libertarianism that play well in the Mile High City. Talk radio is too often overrun by broadcast blowhards, but Marvin tries to inject a little humanity into his weekday morning shows, and he usually succeeds. Thank you, 5280, and the readers there. That's cool. Top DJ, Dom and Jane from The Mix, Editor's Choice, Reader's Choice, our boy up at KBCO, Brett Saunders. Looking through, you know, there's a lot of Clear Channel folks here. Loudmouth, In Need of a Muzzle, Editor's Choice, Jared Polis, Reader's Choice, Peter Boyles. 303-713-7600. Talking about this Supreme Court decision, sided with white firefighters in a workplace discrimination lawsuit, a divisive case over the role race should play in job advancement. And talk about affirmative action, whether you think that it's still necessary in today's work climate. 303-713-7600. Jeff on a cell phone. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
Oh, you know, just working and driving. Hey, kind of an interesting subject you've got going on here. I've always been curious why it is that white men, especially older white men, are always so anxious to say that there is no discrimination anymore. Because I'm in a lot of workplaces, in a lot of work environments.
Okay.
And I have been mistaken for a Caucasian on occasion. And it's amazing how often I hear things that are that turn my stomach, and then I have to say something to them.
Like what?
Oh, you know, I hate using this kind of language, but the N-word.
Yeah.
You know, how those people, I love that comment. It's always those people, and they want more than they deserve, and things like that. I hear tons of it.
So there's discrimination. You see discrimination still going on in the workplace where you're at.
I do. Huge amounts of misogyny, too. Huge amounts. But it's all behind the back. See, that's the thing. It's all behind the back.
It's all under slight-handed. And
oh, yeah. And it still exists. Now, is it as bad as it was, say, you know, when we were kids? And I was a kid, anyhow, in the 60s or in the 70s. No. It's much better. There's no doubt about that. Much more opportunity. By the way, I'm a person who on three occasions passed the test to be a firefighter in the Midwest. And did not have an opportunity, and I not only passed, but I scored in the upper 90 percentile each time.
Okay.
But each time, what I was, well, I wasn't told until the last time I was told in confidence, was that the problem was that I was neither female, nor was I of a certain race that they were looking for at that time. And, you know, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders with it and said, well, I have more opportunities than other people do.
Yeah. And she took it like a champ, right? Sounds like. I think, you know, and this is a tough issue, you know. Do you want employers to be allowed to hire on performance or via numbers in a numbers game and quotas?
Well, I think performance should be first, but if there isn't recourse for women and people of color, any kind of minority basis.
A protected class, right?
Yes. Then if those folks have no recourse, then what will happen is we'll just revert back to the quote-unquote good old days, and I'm quoting somebody directly that I know of who is in a powerful position in a larger company in this area. And we said, you know, in the good old days, we could do whatever we wanted. We could hire who we wanted. And, you know, this guy is big on cronyism. And, you know, that's the reason why. It's because I know that these people are still in positions of power, not everywhere, but enough places.
And I think we've come a long way, but I don't think we're – I still think there's some racial discrimination and sexual discrimination in the workplace.
Sure there is. Sure there is.
You know, I once went for a position, and I was told – you know, this is years ago. Went for a position and was told, I'm sorry, we're looking for a female.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what can you do? I was more qualified than the female that got the position. But, you know, there's nothing I can do.
You know, it's happened to me, like I said, with the fire department thing. I know or at least suspect that it's happened to me since. And the thing that I keep looking at is that on so many levels, you know, I'm fairly well educated, had lots of opportunities that other people didn't. And that, of course, then we get into the whole, if you really want to start equalizing everything, we need to have an education system that is completely different than what we have now. We need to have everybody have that exact same opportunity, not just because you grow up in on the right side of town or
right.
A
public school in Brighton should be just as good as a public school in Douglas County.
And,
you know,
and that's not the case.
No, it's not. It doesn't seem to be.
In Douglas County, you know, it doesn't matter. If you come from Douglas County or you come from Cherry Creek School, you have, no matter who you are, what you look like, you have more opportunity because you got a better education. But the fact that you say, I went to this school, you are ranked higher. And then you have more opportunities to go on
to get into colleges, and yep.
And the idea that we have to pay to go to college is absolutely ridiculous to me.
Well, I hope President Obama somehow works on that one too. I think that's part of his plan as well, free education.
Well, you know,
for civil service basically is I think his plan,
I
like.
I think it's great. Yep. I think it's great. Why not civil service, military service? I mean. You know, this is an excellent
community service, civil service, military service for education. I'm for that.
I am too. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
And I also have to say to my senators and congressmen out there, I'm watching you. I'm listening every single day. I'm watching how you're voting because I've seen a few of you do things that I don't think are in the people's best interest, and I will campaign against you fully.
Good, Jeff. We need to motivate, you know?
Yep, because we need to be taking care of each other, not taking care of some corporation or some old, outdated ideals.
Jeff, thanks for your opinion and honesty on this one, man.
Hey, brother.
Appreciate it.
One.
Hey, thank you. Call me again. Boat Drinks, 303-713-7600. Jake and Alan, hold on. I'm coming to you. Tim in Aurora. Hey, Tim.
How you doing, Turk?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good, man. You playing a lot of golf?
I'm playing today.
Good. Go hit them straight and long.
Well, that's my goal.
All right, good.
A couple things.
Yes, sir.
Mark Sanford.
Yeah.
God's plan thing drives me insane.
Yes, it sure
God's
does.
God's plan. I mean, he's sitting in those classes with that cubby Culbertson. All the time he's having an affair.
Yeah.
And it's just so ludicrous.
It is, and it is like the extreme of hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
I mean, extreme. I mean, I thought it was bad last week, you know, when it first came out, and just now what he's saying, it just doesn't make any sense.
But he's got to say because it's God's plan.
Yeah, and, you know, his supporters look like they're going
to
not.
Visit hookers.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole religious thing and people using it as a crutch and an excuse for their continued dealings just makes me sick.
Yep, as long as they apologize and confess, they're all right.
Anyway, in the Supreme Court thing, absolutely, there's still discrimination. We have an African-American president, but if you looked at what happened to those so-called Tea Parties and look at those signs that were out there, we have state legislators sending out emails depicting monkeys and things like this, so discrimination is rampant. It's still there. We've got a long ways to go. We've come some distance. That
yeah, just some distance, not a long way, maybe.
I don't think a long way, because you know what lies beneath the surface.
Yeah. Well, Tim, do you think employers should hire due to quotas and meeting number games, or do you think it should be a performance based or qualifications? Because I can see both sides of it, you know.
I can too. It depends on, like they said, that test was discriminatory and things like that. That's a tough call. But I know it's not equal. I know white guy, black guy, white guy's got the better shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear Limbaugh sitting there in his fat butt talking about, oh, the whites are being put upon and this and that, and we've never been put upon. And it's just now that the ethnic makeup of this country is changing to where Latinos are going to be the dominant ethnic group. White guys are scared.
Like these firefighters are saying reverse discrimination. And do you believe reverse discrimination exists as well? I think it does in some cases.
Yeah, in some cases it does. It has to. I mean, there's cases that go both ways.
Yeah.
The right wing is going to use this against Sotomayor, but Alito had cases overturned by the Supreme
Exactly.
Court. John Roberts had cases overturned
Exactly.
by the Supreme Court. So, but I guarantee you that will never come up in a right-wing discussion.
No. You think you'll hear that on Fox News or, you know, CNN? I doubt it.
I doubt it, man. All right,
Tim. Great call, man. Have fun. Where are you playing today?
Lake Valley.
Where?
Lake Valley.
Is that a country club?
Private club. I got a buddy who works out there, and he's taking the four of us out there.
Nice.
Gratis. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, have fun. You know what the best kind of golf is?
Pardon?
You know what the best kind of golf is?
Free golf.
Free golf. You got it, Tim. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. Got to hit a break at 6:32 in the morning. Jake and Alan, don't go anywhere. I do want to talk to you. I'll get in the next segment, and we will take a look at traffic. It's got to be getting a little busier here, Todd. What's going on?
Watch out for an accident on the eastbound side of Bellevue. This is at I-25, kind of hanging things up in the tech center a little bit. Now, as far as the highways go, we're seeing excellent speeds on both 225 as well as on 76. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 90, 91 degrees. Currently, it's already 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone.
It took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
0395 or on the web at weddingsbytanya.com. Weddings, etc. People who care.
Good morning. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin for you this week. I'll be taking off Thursday for a big camping trip over the holiday weekend. My kids want to see fireworks. I want to spend it on a creek somewhere up in the hills camping. That's a dilemma. Do I need to come back down on Saturday to check out the fireworks show? I mean, you've seen one fireworks show. You've seen them all, haven't you? 303-713-7600. Talking about this high court backing firefighters and reverse discrimination suit. Jake, I'm coming to you in 60 seconds. Hold on. U.S. Supreme Court sided Monday with white firefighters in a workplace discrimination lawsuit, a divisive case over the role race should play in job advancement in the split 5-4 vote. A majority of the justices ruled that the city of New Haven, Connecticut, improperly threw out the results of promotional exams that officials said left too many minorities qualified. One Latino and no African-American firefighters qualified for promotion based on the exam. The city subsequently decided to certify not to certify the results and issue no promotions. Your take on this decision. Is affirmative action still needed in today's workplace? Is there such thing as reverse discrimination? Should employers be allowed to hire on performance and qualifications instead of meeting a quota or or a numbers game, 303-713-7600. Want to hear from you on this one. Got a healthcare guest coming up at 7 o'clock. Jake on a cell. Thanks for waiting, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. You?
I'm good. I'm curious, though. When is discrimination not discrimination? You know? I mean, when is...
I don't understand that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, discrimination is discrimination, period. Whether it's against a white guy, black guy, you know, Hispanic guy.
Yeah.
You know, female, male, it doesn't matter. Discrimination is discrimination. These guys took a test, a fair test, and they passed it, you know, and just because one ethnic group or somebody of a different ethnicity didn't pass it, they get screwed out of a promotion. You know, I mean, really, I mean, do you really want somebody to put out your fire that can pass this test or somebody who can't?
To answer that question honestly, I'd rather have somebody that passed the test and that could put out the fire.
Exactly. You know, I don't understand the terms reverse racism and reverse discrimination. So if you have reverse racism, does that mean only racism, the term racism, is for a white guy being racist against a black guy? Or
no, just a white guy maybe being...
I mean, racism is racism. I mean, there's no such thing as reverse racism or reverse discrimination. What's this reverse thing? I mean, that's saying that one group is this way, one group is that way. Racism is racism. Discrimination is discrimination. Neither of them are right. And, you know, I mean, I'm a soldier, you know, and, you know, I work with all sorts of, you know, ethnic backgrounds, you know. We don't discriminate, you know. We joke around, we have fun, you know. It's not a big deal. You know, I don't understand where this whole racism thing, reverse racism thing came from. It just makes no sense to me.
Well, I think where it lends itself to this discussion is, as the 20 white firefighters felt that there was reverse discrimination because they were the ones, you know, that we should have gotten the promotion and didn't get it.
I agree. They should have got their promotion. They
should have got the promotion. You know, I'm looking at a local article. You know, from 2000 to 2006, Denver did not hire any black firefighters. In Aurora, only 3% of about 300 firefighters are black.
Okay, now you got to ask yourself why that is.
Why is that? You know, I don't know if they're, you know, if the hiring process is discriminating against African Americans. I doubt it. Why do African Americans not want to be firefighters?
I totally understand the whole affirmative action thing back in the 60s, 70s, you know, stuff like that. It was needed because, yes, white America was discriminatory against, you know, blacks and other ethnic races. Now, I've heard a statistic that says that white people are going to be the minority by 2042. Does that mean those same rules are going to apply to us, or is that going to be reverse affirmative action?
Where'd you get that stat from? I think I've heard that before.
I heard it on the radio the other day. I was listening to, I believe it was Glenn Beck. And,
okay.
You know.
Right. Well, I think that they're trying to throw the fear out there that we're going to be overtaken by people of brown skin from Mexico. Mexican immigration is going to take over and white people will be the minority.
Well, you know, I don't care.
I'm not worried about that. Are you worried about that?
No, I'm worried about border security, if you want to go there. I'm worried about that. But, you know, and illegal aliens, I'm worried about that, but that's not the topic at hand. No, I'm not worried about being a minority. You know, but, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to be, you know.
I see both sides of this issue, and that's why I'm kind of talking about it. I mean, I think I've been a candidate for a position before where I know I was more qualified. And I know I was a better performer.
And you should be outraged that you didn't get it because, I mean, that's discrimination. That's discrimination towards you, whether you're white, black,
right.
Whatever.
And, you know, it has the term called reverse racism just because white people are in the majority. You know, I think that's where it comes from.
We need to get rid of the word reverse.
All right.
That's just ridiculous. It's discrimination and it's racism. Whichever one you want to choose, I don't care. But it's not reverse this or that. That's just, when you add the word reverse, it's stating that only white people can be racist, and if it's a black person, it's reverse racism. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. All right.
It makes no sense.
Jake, thank you for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. Quit listening to Glenn Beck. Keep it here, brother. All right?
He's my hero.
Okay.
All right.
See you later, buddy. 303-713-7600. Glenn Beck's his hero. Hang on, Rick. I'm coming to you. While the court upheld that employers still have an obligation under civil rights laws to avoid discrimination in hiring, promoting, and compensating workers, the ruling creates confusing standards on how to meet that obligation, said Wade Henderson, president and chief executive of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. Employers will now face a convoluted minefield when attempting to protect workers from discrimination, Henderson said. Employers are looking for bright lines. They're looking for clear directives to help them better understand how they can engage in non-discriminatory decisions. If you're a employer out there, how do you take this decision? Does it convolute how you will practice your hiring? 303-713-7600. Rick in Denver. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show, Rick. I'm John Turk.
John, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. You?
Oh, good, good. I wanted to focus on the decision, right?
Okay.
How can we and put aside whether they were discriminated against or not, right? Just focusing on the Supreme Court. How can any of us really have any confidence in their decisions? And this is why I say that, right? It's 5-4.
Split vote.
Yeah, 5-4 the firefighters were discriminated against, right? If you have one more liberal judge on the other side, then it's 5-4 in the opposite direction, that those firefighters were not discriminated against. You see what I mean? So it's not really, it's like all politics is crazy. If you just have one person from a different point of view, then it's like 5-4 the other way. It doesn't make any sense. How can you say that the decision that came out the other day is right? And then, you know, if there's one other person on from a different position, then they're right too. You know, it's crazy. That's my first point. I'd love to hear your take on that. A second quick point is,
here's what it is. Okay. In dissent, you had, or in favor, you had Justice Anthony Kennedy,
all the liberals,
John
the
Roberts, liberals. Samuel yeah, Alito, Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, and in dissent, Ginsburg, as well as Souter, Breyer, and John Paul Stevens.
All the liberals.
Speaking dismissively of the majority opinion, and this is Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
She predicted the court's ruling will not have staying power.
Yeah.
Then why even have the decision, you know?
That's, you see, I think we agree there. It's like crazy. It doesn't make any sense. How can anybody have confidence in these kind of decisions where all the liberals are voting one way, all the conservatives are voting another way? You know, this is not the way to have a Supreme Court, I think. I don't have the solution for it, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, because Souter's gone now. You know, basically you're just going to have Sotomayor there unless they try to block that appointment.
Yeah. Real quick now on the firefighters themselves. I don't know if they were discriminated against. I don't know enough about the facts, right? But when you think about the test, and you think all the black guys didn't pass the test, you gotta think, well, why is that? I think you just raised that. And my point is, well, it's not that they're dumber. It's not that they're illiterate. You know, my opinion is they just didn't know how to prepare for the exam. That's the thing. You know, maybe they went to a little bit, not as good schools as the white firefighters. Maybe the white firefighters had an edge in the sense of they know how to prepare for an exam. Just simple basics, right? And so what we need to do, I think, whether it's Hispanics or blacks or Asians or whatever it is, prepare them better for these exams so that whatever the exam is, everybody passes. Not everybody passes, but everybody prepares properly and sufficiently.
Well, not everybody can get the promotion, as was the case in this one.
That's fine. I'm not saying everybody.
They weren't just going to pass the test. They're looking for promotions. You have a bunch of guys looking to get some more cash.
True, and I don't think everybody should get a promotion, but what I think we need is to prepare everybody equally. Let them study as hard as they can, help them study if they don't know how to study, and then so that when we pass, we have three white guys passing, three black guys passing, three Spanish guys passing, and then you pick promotions, you know, you pick one of each, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, hey, if I can assume something, Ricky, you would say that affirmative action still is necessary in today's workplace?
In some places. In some places. I think it's like saying, you know, is racism ended all throughout the country? No. In some places, it's not. In many places, it is. And it's like in the workplace. In some places, there's no discrimination. In some places, there are. So, I would say in some places, we still, you know, women. How many women are CEOs of the biggest companies in this country? You know? How many
Not CEOs? Very many.
You know what I mean? How many are Hispanic? How many are black? How many are Asian? I'm not saying, you know, it's wrong to have white people as CEOs, but, you know, geez. I think the fact that there are so few women shows there's still a boys' club.
It's like the old argument in the NFL. There aren't enough African-American coaches. Why is that?
Well, yeah. You know, but you're having more now. But you know what? That's a great example because you didn't need affirmative action for that.
But now teams are required to interview at least one minority candidate when they're hiring for a coaching position.
You know,
should they be required to do that?
I'm not big on that, you know, because I don't like that. I don't like that. Let them bring in a black guy because they want to. You know, they want to interview them. You know, that's what we need to do is change attitudes, you know.
Yep.
Like these people need to bring in willingly a black guy, willingly a Spanish guy, not be forced to, you know.
Yeah, they're basically forced to.
Yeah,
interview a minority coaching candidate.
Look at that. That goes to show you we still got a ways to go.
Yep, true.
Anyway, John.
Rick, thanks a lot, brother.
All right,
man. Have a great day. 303-713-7600. Lee on a cell. Hang on. I'm going to take Paul first. Hey, Paul.
Hey, John.
What's up?
There's a lot of things going on with this Supreme Court decision that are wrong. First of all, the Supreme Court said that now it is okay for companies, businesses, governments to create a test that is prejudiced towards one group or another if they didn't intend to do it. It's okay if the intention was that we tried to make a fair test, but it wasn't.
Right.
So they're legislating from the bench. The other thing is there were 40 people going for the sergeants and like 70 going for the lieutenant's job, of which of 40, 19 were black, and none of them passed. Of the 70, no, of the 40, I think it was like 10, and then of the 70, 19 were black and none of them passed. So what happened is these guys wanted to throw out the test because there's a law that says if the test results are obviously, racial, meaning, you know, I'm just using bad words here, but if the test results, put out come with just none of the ethnicities except white passing, they get to throw it out, and that's what they tried to do. And what their Supreme Court said is that, well, you know, not in this case. So they're legislating from the bench.
Yeah. It seems like, in one hand, they're kind of reversing affirmative action, saying that we don't need affirmative action anymore.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. And if you read the results from the conservative justices, especially I forgot his name, they're really trying to attack affirmative action here.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Justice Anthony Kennedy or...
Scalia.
Scalia, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of, if you read Ginsburg wrote, she said that a lot of the white guys that were taking the test have family members that were able to help them out. So if I get, you know, 3 weeks or, you know, 3 months to prepare for a test and you get a week, who do you think is going to do better?
So the guy who has a month or whatever to prepare.
Right. So are we really getting the smartest guys or are we getting the guys that have the in?
Yeah, is it cronyism?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, you can't punish the guys because they have family members who have
in that profession, man, that's something that usually gets passed. You know, if your dad is a firefighter, I'm not saying chances are, but you know, have a high probability of probably becoming a firefighter yourself. You know,
so,
brothers are firefighters. If you know, if you look in New York, state of New York, a lot of it is a family stuff. You know,
I come from Chicago. I know exactly how that works. There's families that have a tradition of having firefighters, but that doesn't mean you're getting the best guy. That just means you're getting the guy who has the family.
The best in, yeah.
Well,
it is wrong.
Why not make the test in such a way that, you know, the guy's getting?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's what they were really trying to do, and that's what the problem is. And the ruling justices who were in favor of, you know, the white guys keeping up promotion were saying, they didn't take this into account, and that's what Ginsburg says in her, you know, dissent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's really going on.
All right. Good take, Paul.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot for the call, man. Call me again.
You're welcome. You're doing a great job. Exactly.
All right, thank you, sir. 303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Lee on a cell phone's next. Got a couple open lines at 303-713-7600. And we have our guest coming up here at the top of the hour on healthcare, Senior Fellow at American Progress, Peter Harbich. Going to talk about the national scene on healthcare. What's going on? Bipartisanship. Do we need it? And in order to get this healthcare plan done, I don't think so. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls coming up. We'll get back to it. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. What's traffic look like right now, Todd Parker?
Southbound I-25 starting to get busy, about 112 towards 84th, then again downtown. We're also seeing more cars for westbounders on 76, pretty much 74th to I-25. Speeds are going to dip there. Surface street crash occurred eastbound Bellevue at I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
If Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels, you know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, new music, community service. See ya! Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Here and talk about the Supreme Court decision. They sided with the firefighters, and I got this email from a firefighter friend. This was a pro-union decision. The firefighters beat the city. The cities are what hold us back. The unions are psyched about this decision. It shows the city that their stupid decisions won't be tolerated. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee on a cell phone. Lee, thanks for hanging on, sir.
Hey.
Or Lee, I'm sorry, ma'am. Oh, geez.
I get that all the time.
I apologize.
You would not believe what comes in
my
mail.
Did you hear that? I just slapped my face. I apologize. Oops.
Good morning, Mr. Kurt.
How are you? I'm sorry.
It's totally okay.
Shucks.
My father was a firefighter. And so when I'm at the surface, when you first look at this, you are sitting there going, holy heck, how could that happen? But, I mean, remember, over 120 men took that test. Only one-sixth of them passed in the first place. And I don't know what the makeup was. I mean, there's a whole lot of issues involved here.
Well, I got some stats here. I'll just throw this out real quick. New Haven, yeah, trying to fill senior fire department vacancies, gave a test to 77 candidates for lieutenant and 41 candidates for captain. 56 firefighters, right, passed the exam, including 41 whites, 9 blacks, and 6 Hispanics. But of those, only 17 whites and 2 Hispanics could expect promotion.
Right. And so the issue then, I mean, there's an issue of what levels when you pass, and there's also issues of levels of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to meet a certain experience level to take the test and then and pass it. But then after that, there are issues of seniority, et cetera. That
seniority
into,
always comes into play. Like a guy,
exactly,
that's maybe been there for a year, maybe a better firefighter than somebody that's been there for 5 or 10 years. But just due to seniority, they're going to get that position.
Exactly. There is a certain amount of that, and that happens in any company,
mm-hmm,
you know. So I don't know all of the details involved in this. I really don't. I mean, on the surface, you sit there and you scratch your head and you go, wow, how could that happen? But if you have, but then when you go into the issues of how long were all the gentlemen there that passed the test versus, you know, and could expect promotions versus the ones that didn't pass or did pass but had less seniority, those type of issues all come into play. Eventually, they'll get their turn type of a thing. But to automatically say that these guys, these 20 guys, didn't deserve it because there's something inherently discriminatory in the test is not necessarily true. I think all of us need to take a deep breath, and if we're going to comment on this, I think we need to research all the situation around this test first. Affirmative action is difficult for all of us. I mean, I think we've all been in a position, whether we're male or female.
And whether you're white or African-American.
Where you feel
you didn't get a job maybe because you were white, or maybe you didn't get a job because you're an African-American. It happens on both sides.
Or a woman,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, sometimes you've got to sit there and take a deep breath and look at all of the issues. I don't think that in Alito's decision, I don't read it that they're saying that affirmative action is out the door. In reading their decision, I think all they're saying is, you know, we can't go too far to the other side either. You know, these guys took a test. No one is claiming that the test was racially biased. Nobody. Nobody's claiming any of those issues. They're simply saying that it was an unusual result and they felt that they should throw it out. And all the Supreme Court was saying was, that's not good enough either.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she doesn't believe this will have staying power.
Right. And I think in certain, well, it'll stay until we get 2 more liberal judges.
Yeah.
Because if Souter leaves and Obama, you know, nominate somebody, chances are they're going to be fairly close to Souter as far, mm-hmm, as his voting. So until we get one of those conservative judges to retire and have him replaced by a liberal, this decision will probably stand.
Miss Lee, great call. I apologize for calling you, sir.
Not a problem.
I'm
going to
go flog myself during CBS
please,
News.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't believe in that.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Call me again, Lee. 303-713-7600, healthcare policy advisor at Center for American Progress, Peter Harbage. Next, let's get a discussion about healthcare going. 303-713-7600.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Celebrating in Iraq's urban areas. U.S. soldiers are not handling security there now. It's Iraqi soldiers' responsibility. Correspondent Lara Logan is in Baghdad.
The Iraqis have assured their people that they are ready to take control of the cities and the towns from the Americans. And there is certainly a sense of celebration amongst ordinary people who are happy to see U.S. forces withdrawing because they really don't want to be occupied.
But General Ray Odierno, the top American commander in Iraq, says as the urban pullback deadline was met, Iran is still stirring up trouble. Odierno says militants are being supported and trained by the Iranians, militants who often use roadside bombs or mortars to stage attacks in Iraq. Four more Americans have died in Baghdad in the past day. Officials say their deaths were due to combat-related injuries. Near the Comoros Islands, a five-year-old kid survives a crash into the Indian Ocean aboard a Yemeni Airways Airbus. That went down with 153 people aboard on a flight from Paris. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
The French transport minister has already announced publicly that Yemeni Airlines was not on a blacklist per se, but its operating procedures were being carefully monitored. And that specific plane that went down had been cited for faults formerly in 2007, but then the airline withdrew it from French airspace.
And the top transport official in Yemen now says Airbus helped supervise an inspection of that jet just last month. About 1,000 people had to leave their homes after an explosion on some railroad tracks in northern Italy. At least a dozen deaths reported.
The disaster occurred in the middle of the night in the Tuscan seaside town of Viareggio. A freight train carrying gas derailed and exploded. The carriages jumped from the tracks and crashed into several homes where people were sleeping. Hundreds of firefighters are digging through the rubble of collapsed and burnt homes looking for casualties. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Investigators went through Michael Jackson's rented home in L.A., came out with a couple of bags inside. Medications. No firm funeral plans yet. Job losses have meant more consumers have been unable to pay that monthly credit card bill. Now following a credit card reform bill signed into law last month by President Obama, banks are hiking interest rates and fees.
It's really going to hurt consumers. This is not the intent of the bill whatsoever. But the banks don't care. They are raising rates and fees despite public anger about this.
Jordan Goodman is a personal finance expert. There's word that a key housing index shows that home prices posted an 18.1% decline, annual decline, for the month of April. On Wall Street this Tuesday, S&P futures are up 2 points. Dow futures are plus 19. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like special order Geldwin windows and patio doors, top quality products now 15% off. That's savings that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
Playing the field while
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Plans for a controversial landfill in Adams County are moving forward. All three county commissioners voted to allow solid waste on the site north of 88th Avenue and Schumacher Road. Some nearby residents have tried to block the plan, saying a new dump would create noise, stench, and bird problems for DIA. Neighbor Angela Rodriguez says it will also endanger groundwater and lower property values.
No one wants to trust that their water will be good in the next 5, 10, 15 years. So it's going to be very hard for me to move and sell my property for anything worth what it truly is worth.
The county's planning commission had voted against the landfill. Some in Colorado trying to file for unemployment benefits online are having trouble.
These individuals likely experienced intermittent timeouts,
slow page loading times or no page loading at all on the online internet application.
The Department of Labor's Cher Havin says it's a server issue and that they're working on it. And the ESPN's own sports bar in the 16th Street Mall is closing. A note on the door cites the zone is going out of business due to the economy. The note says nearly 100 employees will be given a 60-day administrative leave package or paid severance. Sports, the Rockies just can't beat the Dodgers. They lose 4-2 in 13 innings. Colorado is 1-9 against LA this season. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbounders on 225 really loading up after that Parker curve as you're making your way towards I-25. In fact, speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s in spots. Southbound I-25 getting busy downtown. Same deal for westbound 76, 74th to I-25. 36 also getting crowded. Pecos to I-25. No big time delays there yet. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 90, 91 degrees. Currently, we're already at 68. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your summer travel. No coupons needed. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to...
Ladies and gentlemen...
Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining
Showbiz.
After a brave three-year battle with cancer, actress Farrah Fawcett has passed away in a Los Angeles hospital. She was 62. Fawcett will be remembered for her role as Jill Monroe in the iconic 70s TV show Charlie's Angels. Despite earning multiple Emmy and Golden Globe nominations for her roles throughout her career, she never won either. But she does live on through her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Were you fast enough to snag your own little piece of internet history? Within hours of allowing Facebook users to register a unique username, millions had secured their personalized web address and were redirecting their friends to facebook.com/ followed by their shiny new username. If you weren't fast enough to secure yours, you'll have to either come up with something unique or add some digits at the end of the one you want.
And gentlemen,
reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. Comics plans to resurrect the beloved superhero for a 5-comic book series entitled Captain America Reborn, starting July 1st. Despite information about his return being closely shielded, there are rumors of a big-budget movie slated for release in 2011.
And the country needs health reform this year, and that they're going to, you know, work with Republicans, and if the Republicans aren't there, then there are alternatives to how to go forward.
And if you could explain, what are some of those alternatives?
Well, one of the main points of debate between Democrats and Republicans is the public plan option, the idea that the government should have an insurance program that it runs. And there are a lot of folks on the Democratic side who say that health reform has to have one, and there are a lot of Republicans who say that that would hurt the health care system. So that's one of the main points of contention.
Right. And if we can just in layman's term, because a lot of our listeners are supporters of the single-payer plan. Why is that not part of the discussion?
Well, for the conversation in D.C., the public plan option really is something that folks are looking at in terms of single payer, and this is where the single payer folks have gone. The idea that the government should be offering a plan, and so that people have choice, and so that's really how the conversation has gone. I think if a single payer person might say, well, everyone should be in a government plan, and where the conversation in D.C. is that people are saying that there should be a choice of a government plan versus a private plan.
And with the public option, if that's what ends up on the table to the average American who, you know, has health care, they're still going to have choices, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole point of the public option, the whole point of, and in fact, I'd argue one of the whole points of health reform is to give people more choices in health care, give them more control over their health care. We have a private insurance system today that seems almost designed to keep people out of insurance and to help them keep the insurance and help them get the health care that they need. There was a hearing just about a week or so ago where they brought in some private insurance executives to talk about a practice that has a technical term to it. It's called rescission,
mm-hmm.
where if there is some kind, if you buy insurance on your own and then you find that you need it, the companies will go through and try to find the smallest error in your very confusing application. And if they find that error, they will, you know, kick you out when you need it the most. There was a story from a woman in Texas, a nurse, in fact, who had bought insurance on her own, tragically developed breast cancer. And then the insurance company went through and said, well, you didn't tell us that you had been treated by a dermatologist for acne, so we're going to drop you just, you know.
Right. Yeah, they're dropping people for acne and other stupid things like that, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So the public choice option is really designed to help keep insurance companies honest.
And you hear some of the arguments against it from some folks or conservatives or people on the right that think that basically premiums are going to skyrocket. Is that the case?
You hear a lot of demagoguery. You hear a lot of ideological, debate and things that are driven more by politics than policy. Cost containment is a major part of what Democrats are looking to do in health reform. And so what we're going to see, under any of the reform bills being discussed are families saving money, not families spending more money.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be the case. What about, I know you, I'm looking at your bio here, and you worked under John Edwards.
I did.
And can we talk a little bit about insurance for malpractice and where this would go? I mean, that seems to be a major contention as well.
Yeah, the malpractice issue is a good one. You hear about it a little bit more from the right than the left. The reality, though, is that, there are certain parts of the country where malpractice is a serious problem, and so that there really are things that can be done to help reform the malpractice system and really make, doctors more available to people, because right now you have high premiums, you have doctors who won't practice in some parts of the country, or not enough doctors will practice in some parts of the country because the premiums are too high. And so this is definitely something that President Obama has said he's interested in looking at, and that part of the system needs reform as well.
Yeah, I had a couple different doctors tell me in the last couple of weeks that, they wish they would have never gotten medicine. Malpractice insurance is so high, they spend half their time trying to collect, for their services.
Right.
And it just seems like the doctors are also in a pickle here. And they're the ones, that seems like the insurance companies are the ones making the profits, not the doctors.
The doctors definitely need reform as much as anybody. You talk to doctors and they'll tell you how hard it is between, like you said, malpractice and working with insurance companies. I've talked to doctors who say they, have to have, three or four different, clerks just to collect
mm-hmm.
Insurance companies, because the insurance companies are will keep back the payments from them, and that ultimately hurts the patient, because if the doctor can't get paid, the doctor's not going to be able to practice medicine, which is, what they're really there to do. And I'll just go back. You had asked about the public plan. That's really one of the things that the public plan will do, is that it helps patients and doctors in the same way, by helping to keep insurance companies honest. So hopefully more doctors will be able to support the public plan option.
Yeah, I hope so too, because it seems like the insurance companies are skimming 30, 35, 40% off the top. And these doctors, and here I had a case where I went in, had a procedure, I had an appendectomy, and it was like, you know, I had to owe, after insurance covered, I owed like $1,600 or whatever. And I called them and said, can you work with me? And they knocked $500 off the top right there. And I find a problem with that, when you can barter with how much you're paying for your health care.
It's all a function of there being a broken system. And it's.
Are you with me? We might have lost Peter Harbage here. Okay, can you try dialing him up again? 303-713-7600, the number here. And after we finish this conversation, we will take your phone calls on health care. This story, Democrats warn GOP on health care overhaul. Mainstream Dems close to President Obama are warning Republicans about insisting on too many changes to the president's health care overhaul, saying the Democratic-controlled Congress will move ahead without GOP input if they do. A strong arm partisan approach may be unpleasant, these prominent Democrats say, but it's better than letting Republicans dictate spending cuts and insurance rules that many Democratic voters oppose. For weeks, staunchy liberal groups have complained as key Senate Democrats insisted on bipartisan approach, especially in the Finance Committee. The strategy is giving Republicans more clout than their minority status deserves, these critics said. Now similar comments are coming from veteran, pragmatic Dems who have worked closely with Obama and his top aides. They reject the notion that a controversial Senate tactic, reconciliation, which essentially bars the minority party from using filibusters to block legislation, is unworkable or politically unacceptable in the health care debate. I would not hesitate to use it if efforts at genuine bipartisanship fail, former Senate Democrat leader Tom Daschle said Monday. The price that Senate Republicans are demanding so far is too high, said John Podesta, White House Chief of Staff to President Clinton and now head of the Center for American Progress. There's a point at which you have to move on, Podesta said, and reconciliation can be the vehicle when that time comes. I think maybe that's what needs to be done. Do you think we need bipartisanship when it comes to legislating and actually getting this health care overhaul? 303-713-7600. Unlike most liberal activists, Daschle and Podesta have direct ties to the White House innermost circles. Podesta headed Obama's transition operation. Daschle was Obama's choice to be health czar until income tax problems derailed the plan. Both men have written extensively on health care. Daschle and Podesta noted they were not speaking for the administration when they met with reporters Monday to discuss their thoughts on Congress's trillion-dollar effort to ensure all Americans control health care costs and revamp the system of incentives for doctors and hospitals. Are you unhappy? It doesn't seem like single payer is in the works. What do you do to get single payer on the table there? 303-713-7600. Daschle and Podesta's comments come at a crucial time in the debate. When the House and Senate return from a one-week recess on July 6th, they will shift into overdrive to try to complete the outlines of a health care overhaul before the August break. Debate in the Senate could be particularly fierce, with liberals insisting on a robust public option for health insurance and Republicans fighting it. Whether true bipartisanship can emerge or whether Democrats decide to bulldoze their way past Republicans should become clear in what Daschle says will be a historic month. He and Podesta rejected claims that the reconciliation process has too many parliamentary loopholes and complexities to be an effective tool for enacting a Democratic plan over near-unanimous Republican opposition. Reconciliation would not be easy, Daschle said, but it's certainly a viable fallback option. Do you think the Dems should use reconciliation just get this ram this thing through? 303-713-7600. I don't know if the phones died there in D.C. or what, but we lost Peter Harbage. So we're going to step aside. Take a break, maybe try to establish another connection with him. If not, I want to take your phone calls on health care. You support the public option plan, or what's on the table right now? 303-713-7600. You want the single payer? Or if you're against what the Dems want, you know, give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. 303-713-7600. Reconciliation, should it be used? Should the Dems just say, stick it? We're going to make this thing happen, whether we get your support or not. Seems like that went on the last 8 years. You know, when the shoe's on the other foot, they can't handle it. 303-713-7600-720. Want to take your phone calls next. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin, who is your new Reader's Choice best talk show host, according to 5280 Top of the Town edition. 720, Todd Parker, what's happening in traffic?
We're starting to see some real heavy pockets developing, like southbound I-25 downtown, just after 58th as you're making your way towards Spear. 225 also crawling after Parker Road up to I-25. Westbound 76 from about Highway 85 all the way to I-25. That drive's going to take you about 10 or 15 minutes as speeds are going to drop into the 30-mile-an-hour range. We do have a car versus bicycle accident. That's at Evans and Bannock. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hurry into
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. It might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. You'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Click the banner to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Be smart about prostate health with Beta Prostate.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.
Hey, while supplies last, just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Routes technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
How freaking hypocritical of these conservatives. We don't want any activist judges turning over presidents. These guys just turned over 25 years worth of presidents, and no complaint. You're not supposed to like the federal government messing with little cities and municipalities, and there you go. Grow a set of principles.
Mario Solis-Merritt, afternoons at 4.
The conservative majority on the Supreme Court made it easier for cities to discriminate in their hiring. Bottom line.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This next one is the first song on our new album.
723, John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin for you this week. 303-713-7600, the number. Talking about health care. Your opinions on whether the Democrats should just ram through and make this happen through what's called reconciliation. Do we need bipartisanship when it comes to this? It seems like the conservatives are so far off of what the actual public wants. Some of the polling that CNN, Gallup has done. 303-713-7600. Sorry we lost contact with Peter Harbage from the Center for American Progress. He was a healthcare policy advisor. You having problems with your healthcare right now? Let me know. 303-713-7600. If you think it's great, I'd like to hear from you as well. Do you think things are fine the way they are? Give me a shout. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Longmont. Hey, Jim.
Hey, happy Tuesday, John.
Thank you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Enjoy your show.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm one of the 85% of Americans that have insurance, and I'm happy with, I think we have the best health care in the world here in the United States, and I don't want to see the government meddling in it very much. There might be 10 million people that need help, and we can come up with some sort of subsidy for them. But as far as revamping everything, I just don't want the government involved.
So you don't think anything's broken in it?
Well, the I use the word broken all the time? No, I don't. I think there's some things that need tweaking, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay, what do you think needs tweaking a little bit?
Well, the 10 million people that need help that can't afford insurance.
Yeah. And here's the idea with the public option plan is if you have, because right now you have a bunch of people in that have health care that are, you know, sick. Meanwhile, a lot of healthy folks don't carry it. So you have this large discrepancy in money.
Right.
If you have a larger pool, the premiums are going to go down.
Well, the reason our health care costs so much is we have so much more technology today, and people don't think anything at all of it. Spending $25,000 to $35,000 for a new automobile, and yet in my case, my health and my body is more important to me than a car. It's how you prioritize things.
So you're pretty healthy, Jim?
I am pretty healthy. I'm 62, but I'm in pretty good shape for my age.
And so you have no problems meeting your premiums? You haven't had any issues with your health care lately?
No, I pay $12,000 a year for my wife and I think it is, and she does the books.
Don't you think that's a little high?
No, because people go out and buy a new car for three times that, and they think that's just fine, and I prioritize
well,
my health.
Well, in all fairness, not everybody's going out and buying $35,000 cars.
True.
I don't know anybody that's gone out and bought a new car recently.
No, but we have 9.1 million people that make $75,000 a year that don't have health insurance and choose not to just because
they think they're healthy.
They're going to gamble, right?
Right. And I think the gambling is not good.
No, because if something happens,
you know, people that don't have health care or don't pay for health care actually do have health care. It's called the emergency room.
All right. And how many people between 20 and 34 years of age, 18 and, you know, choose not to have insurance?
And then who gets the bill? The people that pay.
True. That's
yeah.
Right.
And if you're not healthy and you're not playing in it, so it's.
So are you suggesting that we force people to do this? I believe in freedom. And
I think everybody should carry health coverage. Yeah, I think everybody needs to have health care.
Well, that's taking freedom away from people to make their own choice, even if it's a bad choice. And I believe in freedom.
Well, so do I.
Well, then you didn't. You
what about life, liberty, and the pursuit? What about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
And
life.
You just said force people to have health insurance.
I didn't say force, but I think everybody should have health. That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to misrepresent.
No, that's okay.
My apologies.
No, it's no biggie. But I don't think we need to force people. I mean, there's going to be people that plan, you know, don't participate. But I think it needs to be affordable for everybody. And if it was affordable, I think everybody would jump in.
But you look at the stats. There's only 10 million people that actually can't afford it. And those 10 million people, we could subsidize somehow. I'm not.
Only 10 million?
Exactly. 10 to 12 million is all.
That's a lot. 39%
of those.
That's a lot.
Right. But 85% of us do have health care. We all have health care, but have insurance.
All right, Jim, I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you for listening,
hey,
John.
Hey, man, you got it. Anytime.
Have a good one. All right,
enjoy
your show.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
303-713-7600, and you heard Jim. He says there's nothing wrong with it. Maybe some things need to be tweaked. But I find a problem when you can call and haggle with what you need to pay for your health insurance. I think there needs to be a set price on things. I think premiums need to be a little lower. I think copays should be a little lower, and obviously prescription drugs should be lower. 303-713-7600. If you have a larger pool, I believe these prices will go down. One caller last week said it's going to stifle innovation in medicine and doctors. Do you agree with that? 303-713-7600. Eliza in Fort Collins, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. I'm John Turk, Eliza.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I was just wondering if Jim is going, and his wife now paying $12,000 a year, are going to refuse to go, to be forced to go into Medicare. They're actually not forced. They can choose not to.
Right.
But my husband and I, who's also named Jim, pay $2,400 a year for Medicare, which covers 80% of our Medicare.
Yeah, isn't that a lot better?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be free, but he's going to be paying, you know, about $10,000 more than we are, and we're getting more for it. So I'm just curious.
And, you know, I don't know how much money Jim makes, but maybe $12,000 isn't a whole lot to his family.
Right.
But to the average American family, I think it is.
Yeah.
$12,000, that's about what I paid somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000 out of pocket last year. That includes my premiums and then all my co-pays. And that's, you know, for a lot of people, that's a third, a fourth, maybe a fifth of their income.
Right, right. And so I think, you know, I'm a single-payer person, not because I woke up one day and said I want single-payer, but because I've looked at the costs and the effectiveness and all of that. And I don't understand. I mean, the guy from the Center for American Progress is the typical Beltway Democrat who just says, well, single payer can't work. We have to have choice. People don't want choice of insurance plans. They want choice of doctors. And they'll get that.
You make a great point. I don't think that's been said here in 2 weeks.
No, it hasn't.
They want choices of their doctors, not of their plan.
Not of their plan. If you ask people, they'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know, if there's a specialist that you're comfortable with seeing, you know, you want to go to them.
Yeah.
You don't want to be forced to go to some other doctor. And that's what I'm looking at. I want to, you know, I want to have choices in doctors.
Right.
I think maybe we all have the same plan and payment plans, but as far as doctors, I want to have choices.
And you have choice with doctors and Medicare, as long as the doctor takes Medicare.
Right.
But the Republicans and others in Congress keep cutting the reimbursement for doctors,
mm-hmm.
for Medicare, particularly the primary care doctors who are the front lines of health care in this country, and we're losing them hand over fist because they can't afford to practice in this crazy system.
Yeah.
So, you know, single payer is just so much more efficient. And the thing about the public option is it's embedded in a system of private insurance. And so as long as we have insurance companies and they talk about regulating and, you know, making insurance companies behave, what kind of bureaucracy are we going to have and how much are we going to have to pay for it to make the insurance companies do what they should do? I mean, it's kind of like putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop and then spend the rest of the time and resources trying to make the fox not act like a fox. I mean, insurance companies are supposed to, by law, they're supposed to make money for their shareholders. That's their first goal by law.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we expect them to pay attention to caring for sick people? It's counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is. And their whole argument about, well, we don't want government running anything. They can't run anything.
They run Medicaid.
Right.
Medicaid,
well, this is the argument from some conservatives that I hear.
Yeah.
They can't run anything, but yet, you know, if you have the public options there, you're still going to have your private insurance companies.
Right.
You know, competition will ruin them, right? It'll ruin the government plan if it works out in their favor.
How many of those conservatives who say the government can't run anything do not belong to Medicare if they're over 65? How many are dropping out of Medicare? How many of these conservative senators are saying, let's kill Medicare?
Yeah, you think they're dropping their plans, which is basically a single-payer option is what they're under.
Yeah, right.
But they won't drop it. They say it's not, it doesn't work. Come on.
Right, it does work. And they are in it, and they are profiting from it, and thank goodness we can all profit from it. We want our kids and grandkids to benefit from a single-payer, and the only way we're going to really benefit is to have one system, because as long as we have insurance companies in, then we have to have this huge bureaucracy to make them behave, and they're never going to behave. They're just going to take over the public option, just like they're privatizing Medicare right now with Medicare Advantage and the Medicare D, which is a complete disaster.
So $2,400 is all you spend a year.
Yeah, right.
See, I think that needs to...
$93
a month.
A month out of our Social Security.
Yeah. See, I think that sounds good. It sounds pretty good to me.
The younger people are paying in, too, but they don't call on it as much, so... You know, so that's the way it works. It makes sense. But the Beltway, with all the lobbying money that goes into them, they do not want
to. The lobbyists seem to be the problem. And these insurance companies are also, you know, in the hands of these politicians.
Oh, yeah.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, and we talk about bird flu and swine flu and all these flu epidemics, pandemics. The biggest flu that's killing the most people in this country is lobbyist flu.
Good point.
Right.
Eliza, great call. I hope you call me again sometime.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great day. 303-713-7600, the number here, 7:33 in the morning. Got to be right in the middle of rush hour traffic. Hope things are a little bit better than yesterday. Todd, what's happening out there?
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a car versus bicycle accident, Evans and Bannock. Now, it's so warm out, you're going to have to keep in mind that those guys are going to be out pedaling around, so watch out for them. 270, very crowded ride between I-25 and Vasquez. Speaking of I-25, you're going to find very sluggish speeds in the southbound lanes just after 58th, all the way down towards Spear. Westbounders on 76, you're still feeling it, approaching Highway 85 all the way up to I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 90, 91 degrees. Currently, already 71. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
You know, Dad always told me, son, you take care of what's yours. And one way I try to keep dear old Dad proud is by changing my own oil. The pros at Advance Auto Parts make it easy, and they'll do the same for you. They'll answer any question you have, and right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for just $14.99. See store for details. So get your supplies in advance, change your oil, and show Dad you're a chip off the old block. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
This summer, Comcast presents Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal in Locked and Loaded.
Ben, will you please keep up?
I'm sorry, Shaq. I had my horse in reverse.
We got to let them know about Comcast's Locked and Loaded HD Triple Play offer.
And this really is a fantastic offer. Just $99 a month when you lock in for 2 years. That is big savings.
And the package is loaded. You get faster internet, unlimited nationwide calling, and free HD. And if that wasn't enough, it includes HBO.
You also get $100 cash back and a free HD DVR for 6 months. I feel like we've been riding forever.
No, it's only been about 30 seconds.
Oh.
The new Comcast HD Triple Play offer. With HBO included, a free HD DVR for 6 months and $100 cash back. All for only $99 a month for 2 years. But hurry, this offer ends July 12th. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Restrictions apply. Minimum term contract and early termination fee apply. Regular rates apply after promo. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. Cashback requires activation within 30 days and account in good standing.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a half-price gift certificate for the hottest sushi spot in Park Meadows, Mikuni Sushi. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
No. Who has the world's worst commute?
74 miles, 4 hours. Speed limit, 65. Me, 5. My engine, not happy.
Tough commute? Then get an oil that goes way beyond industry standards. Quaker State delivers 2 times better wear protection by bonding to metal surfaces. Quaker State. Real, durable oil. 2 times better wear protection based on Sequence 4A test using SAE 5W30.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Three minutes before 8 o'clock here at AM 760. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin all week long. He is 5280's Reader's Choice for top radio talk show host. Kudos, Jay. Hope you're feeling good today, man. 303-713-7600, the number here. Full lines. Want to talk to you about health care. The national story is Democrats warn GOP on health care overhaul. Mainstream Dems close to President Obama are warning Republicans about insisting on too many changes to the president's health care overhaul, saying the Democratic-controlled Congress will move ahead without GOP input if they do. I say, go ahead. Happened the last 8 years on everything that went on in the Bush administration. So, you know what? It's our turn. Isn't this what we elected these folks to do in 2006 and 2008? 303-713-7600. Steve in Centennial. Thanks for hanging on, Steve.
Hey, Turk. How's it going?
Good. You?
Good, good. Yeah, what you just said is exactly how I feel. You know, I became a Democrat in 2004 because I figured it was time to choose up sides and worked my butt off. Became a precinct captain down where I live and have knocked on doors and made phone calls to elect Democrats so I could have this kind of change.
Yeah, thank you for your hard work, Steve.
Well, yeah, it's going to be very, very hard for me to stay with the Democratic Party if they can't find the courage to pass a public option, a strong, viable public option.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not even, you know, to me, I'm a single-payer guy, but I know that that's never going to happen. If they can't find the wherewithal with a Democratic president and 2 Democratic houses of Congress, to pass a moderate Democratic bill like a public option, then...
Yeah, why do we need Republican? I don't know why they would need Republican support on this one.
They don't. They don't. If they voted their consciences, but I'm afraid that especially all the blue dog Democrats are so deeply in the pocket of the insurance lobby that they're going to vote against our interests and vote for theirs. And
do you think President Obama's being too bipartisan or trying to meet him in the middle?
Yes.
And do you think he should be?
I think he should be. I think we have the numbers. I think we should pass Democratic legislation. We're Democrats. Pass Democratic
legislation. Yeah, it's our turn, man.
It is. Here's the other thing. That call of Lisa, by the way, was a great call.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that I always hear the Republicans say that I wish someone would counter is when they say, well, we don't want a government bureaucrat in between you and your doctors. Well, why doesn't anybody ask them, why are you willing to allow an insurance company bureaucrat who's got no interest other than the bottom line between you and your doctors?
That's what they're proposing. Yeah, it really is.
It is. I'd much rather have a government bureaucrat who's ultimately responsible to the people making decisions than an insurance company bureaucrat whose only interest is saving the company money by not giving me or my family health care.
How much you pay a year in health care, Steve?
About $11,200 for a family of four.
Yeah, that's a big portion of your income, I bet, isn't it?
And I'd more than gladly put up with an increase in my taxes. If my taxes went up $7,000, I'd still be $4,000 ahead.
Yep. I don't think people look at it that way.
They should.
I know. I don't get why they're not seeing it that way.
Yep.
All right, man. Awesome call. Thanks for playing here, brother.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Brother.
Have a good day. 303-713-7600. Jeff and Bobby, hold on. I'm going to come to you in just a second. Got an open line. Talking about health care. Public option. Seems to be what the Dems are doing. If you single-payer supporters are upset about this or what Obama's doing, let me know. 303-713-7600, the phone number here. Jenny in Wheat Ridge. Jenny, hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Good.
Except I'm a nurse, and I've been doing this for 32 years. And, boy, one guy, I don't know
Jim?
Where to start.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, I think the statistic right now is every 30 seconds someone in America files bankruptcy based on
a health insurance problem
or medical bills.
Right.
And 78% of those people had health insurance when they started. And that's really, really what it comes down to. The health insurance that a lot of people have is not that good. And once they try to use it, they find out things like the physician issues that, oh, my gosh, you didn't tell us that you drank beer on weekends when you were 18, so that's on your application. You left that off. So
you heard Peter Harbage, my guest at 7 o'clock, mention a guy that was dropped off that had cancer because he didn't report acne.
Right, exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Any mistake, whatever. Yeah, this is a true thing from something I read. This guy had it was like 52, and he had something he had. I don't know, it was something fairly reasonable, but still expensive. And, so suddenly, well, they go back and found somewhere in his medical records that he admitted when he was 18, that he drank, beer occasionally on weekends. Well, that's just unbelievable.
That's like, asking if you're a human, on an application.
I mean, my thought today is only on weekends. You
right. Yeah.
But, it's just the idea that technology is the only cost issue. No, the 30% that the insurance companies spend on, their salaries, their profits, their advertising, et cetera, it takes a huge chunk out of it. Now, there is a technology issue when the physicians have a financial interest in the tests that are being ordered or the facilities where they're done.
Yeah.
But that's where you usually see overuse. Meanwhile, the thing that really kills me is people talk about socialized medicine. Well, first of all, this is public financing and private delivery when we talk about what even a single-payer system. There's no the government is not going to own the facilities. It's not going to employ the people. That is socialized medicine. But we do have socialized medicine here. And
say again. You broke out.
Oh, sorry. The Veterans Administration is socialized medicine.
Yep.
And what is interesting is when they look at their statistics and actually look at, different measures of how well people are taken care of, what the outcomes are, the VA beats every single other system in this country. It is the best we have. Actually, our government can do things well when they want to.
But
and
folks, some conservatives say that they screw up everything they run.
Right, and the
then they should be fine with the public option. If the government wants to make their own, then they should wipe them out, though. In a year or two of competition.
Yeah,
if you use their logic.
That's kind of what a lot of us are thinking at this point. Is that if they do get to the point where they start losing ground, number one, it would phase them out on an incremental basis. We wouldn't have a whole bunch of private health insurance employees becoming unemployed all at once. But the other thing about this freedom business, we have basically an infrastructure that we depend on for a healthy economy, the roads, the communication systems, and things like that. And one part of that is fire and police protection. Now, we all pay taxes for that. But if this guy thinks that, he could say, well, I've got enough of a situation here where I can put out a fire and I can defend myself, I don't need to pay police taxes and fire taxes. No, you can't do that. You have to be part of the infrastructure and pay your taxes. And that's essentially what putting everybody into a single system is going to do. It's going to put everybody into the pool of spread out the cost, because some people like him are fortunate enough not to need it.
Right. Just a larger pool. Costs are going to go down.
Yeah. But I think the other thing for me is that, I've been involved with this. I've been working with a lot of people on, all the issues. And just listening to other professionals, it's the same thing as I'm experiencing. You go into work and you're dealing with people who have no insurance, and there's no way you're not going to give them care.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know that everything you do for them is another huge expense that somehow or another they're going to end up with a nightmare over. And it's heartbreaking. And the docs spend so much time haggling with the insurance companies, and they are haggling with clerks. They're not. They eventually end up sometimes talking to a physician, but they do. They spend an inordinate amount of time on the phone trying to get things covered that are perfectly reasonable. And sometimes, the insurance companies will hold off on stuff. You talk about wait times. When I was hearing the other day, this guy is a fairly young construction worker who's diabetic, and he's not been able to control his sugars very well. He needs an insulin pump, which is not cheap, but it's not horribly, unusual, and it's a very obvious situation. Well, they want him to go to, the insurance company wants him to go to an endocrinologist who specializes in this, but they can't get him into an endocrinologist for 3 months. And I've had the same issue over and over again. If I need to go to a specialist, 2 months, 3 months, we have wait times here. Don't kid yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's in spite of the fact that we have all kinds of specialists, we have wait times.
Well, we need more doctors. And maybe if this public option goes through, we need more education, more doctors, more hospitals, and it creates jobs, too.
It does, but frankly, we need nurses more. We are the second largest profession behind teachers in this country.
Yeah.
And one of our biggest hassles, we're turning nurses away or applicants away from nursing school because we don't have enough instructors. And they decreased funding for nursing scholarships and grants by 30% on this year's budget. So we're going to have an even harder time taking care of 47 million or 50 million, however many it's going to be, when we already have a nursing shortage.
Right.
And
hey,
we don't have enough.
Jeannie, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, call me again. 303-713-7600. Going to fit Jeff and Westminster in real quick before we break. Michael Spear standing by with our market update. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, John. How's it going this morning?
Good. You?
Good. Hey, that Jim's a right-wing shill, man. I'm telling you, 10 million people without insurance, the figure's 50. He needs to get his facts.
Yeah, I just looked that up.
50 million people without insurance, and guess what? I'm one of them. And I've paid insurance my whole entire life, and I'm at the point right now where I can't afford it. So if I get sick, I'm going to go to the emergency room, and you're going to pay for it anyway. And if we have a single-payer health care, all your costs are going to go down because you're not going to have money taken out of your check for insurance. You're not going to have a medical rider on your insurance for your car. And you're not going to be paying for people that don't have insurance anymore. So you're actually going to make more money. Your taxes might go up a little bit, but guess what?
You'll save in the end.
On the end of it, you're gonna
yeah.
save a ton of money.
Yep.
He's like, I don't want people. I don't want the government telling me what to do.
He just wants the freedom of choice, is what he was bringing up.
Yeah, well, let's go to what Roberts did yesterday on the Supreme Court. They basically told us, a municipality, how they need to hire firefighters.
Right.
They're legislating from the bench, which is exactly what those guys say that they don't want being done, is government, you know, the federal government telling me what to do. They just told the city of New Haven how they're supposed to handle hiring firefighters. Exactly what they're... And then on the other
exactly
side,
what
well,
they rail against. Another example of hypocrisy. Yeah.
They're freaking hypocrites. They're driving me up the wall.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
This single payer health care down.
Well, it doesn't look like Obama's going to shove single payer. He's going to shove his public option.
Even if it's a public option, at
you're still for it.
I'm still for it because the insurance companies are not a public option. When they're making, you know, when they're paying themselves, the CEOs $1 billion
yeah.
a year. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's money that we paid to them.
I'm not religious, but that's usury.
Yeah.
Is what that's called. And it talks about that in the Bible 13, 14 times. It talks about usury. And, you know, give me your religion, too, a little bit. Because,
yeah.
you know, be a hypocrite there as long as you're a hypocrite. You might as well be a hypocrite all the way around.
Jeff, I appreciate your passion, man.
Have a good morning.
You call me back. Thanks, bro. 303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's step aside, get a market update from Michael Spear, as well as a traffic update from our boy Todd Parker.
For the most part, the highway drives in pretty good shape right now. We're just seeing slow spots in those usual stretches, like eastbound 270, pretty much just as you're getting off of I-25, taking you towards Vasquez across Commerce City. The delays aren't as bad on the westbound side, but you will be tapping your brakes pretty kind of in the same area. 6th Avenue, a crowded ride approaching Federal up to I-25. They're cleaning up that accident, Evans and Bannock. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
No travel plans this holiday weekend? Why not invest some time improving your home's landscape? Visit PioneerSand.com. Pioneer Sand Company offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, excellent service, and much more. With the largest selection of materials, it's PioneerSand.com, and they deliver.
This man isn't screaming because he's excited about this week's...
La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the? Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station and the NAB.
65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And ICOM makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
What home repairs are you struggling with? Get the help you need with the Home Pros. Hi, this is Joe Greenberg.
And Lenore Greenberg with $99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760 KKZN.
Michael Spear joins us, Executive Vice President, Presidential Brokerage. Michael, what did you think of the Madoff sentencing yesterday?
Well, we had a few bets around the office, the over the under 100.
Was that the over-under?
Yep, with over-under 100, and obviously the over 100's got it. You know, the man has created devastation for a lot of families and probably generations to come. So, you know, it's certainly not within my power or have I been granted the authority to sit in judgment of other people. But, my gosh, he certainly did a lot of damage, and I think that somebody needs to pay for it. And now I'd like to try to figure out how they can help these people get back to
I know. I said he should be forced to panhandle for the rest of his life.
There
and then
you
hand
go.
Off that money to his victims.
Yeah. Well, I think his name has just been changed to Bernadette.
Well, yeah, and it's so. 10 others to be charged in the Madoff probe. They may even be looking at his wife and kids.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's just going to get worse for him.
Well, it's pretty crazy. But,
yeah. How's the market reacting today to what's going on? I notice stock futures point slightly higher ahead of data. I also got this headline, home prices post 18.1% annual drop in April.
Yep, that's right. Which is actually not as bad as what was expected. So, so the market is slightly up, as you pointed out, John. The Dow is up 13.5. The Nasdaq's up 6. The S&P's just up a point, and the Russell's up 1.75. Sometimes we call it the Marvin, the Russell Index. Speaking of which, I had a nice conversation with him the other day.
Good.
Sounds like he's coming around.
Yeah, man, he sounds good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. Having said all that, we do have an interesting program called ETF Power Stroke. And without going into a lot of details, what it is designed to do when you initially go in it, we pick the portfolio for you to go into, and then we put essentially a stop in to protect 90% of your principal. So if it does back off 10%, you've got a stop and you're out. Then once it goes profitable, assuming it does, once it goes profitable, there the phase two is to protect 85% of your gains. So it's a really, really neat program. If you'd like to get a little tear sheet explaining a little bit about it, give us a holler at Presidential Brokerage. I'd be happy to go over it with you, or somebody here would. Call us at the office and ask for ETF Power Stroke Program.
Sounds like a super sweet program. And that number, 303-749-2770. And also, you have these annuities workshops coming up on the 16th and 18th of July. For information on that, they're free, 303-694-1600.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Michael, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, sir.
Thanks.
All right, man. See you.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrem, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrem for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrem? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrem as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrem is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
7:56, only got about 90 seconds here. I want to try to fit a phone call. Bobby on a cell. And Elaine, I want to talk to you both. If you can, I'll continue this after 8 o'clock. But, Bobby, if you don't get in the next 60, I'll carry over, okay? But go ahead, Bobby. You there?
That I can get it in 2 seconds.
Okay, do you want to hang over the news?
You know, I would appreciate that.
Okay, if you can do that and Elaine can do that, I'd love to talk to you. So I apologize. Went a little long with Michael Spear there. But talking about health care. Democrats warn GOP on healthcare overhaul. Mainstream Dems close to a bomber, warning Republicans about insisting on too many changes to the president's healthcare overhaul, saying the Democratic-controlled Congress will move ahead without GOP input if they do. I say, heck yeah. This is what we voted for you guys for in 2006 and 2008. Isn't it our turn? 303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines. So if you'd like to talk about healthcare in the 8 o'clock hour, we will do it. Looks like Tom Daschle, John Podesta, we're bringing up reconciliation. It's basically just ramming this through. And you know what? After the last 8 years of the Bush administration, anything the Dems tried to do, I mean, they're crying about bipartisanship now. Look at 2000 to 2008. Yikes. Your comments on health care. If you think things are fine, I want to hear from you as well. 303-713-7600. I got some other news stories we can bring up once we get into the topic-free portion of the show. I want to talk to you. 303-713-7600, 758. We got CBS News coming up, as well as David Kale taking a look at local news for us. We'll be right back here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk.
Jacket. They want all the parts in place because we're Democrats. It's what we do. We get it right. We don't just do stuff. We do it right. When you do stuff in a hurry, you end up with stuff like Iraq.
Randy Rhodes, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it's possible? Well, we're about to change everything you think you know about aging. Because we're giving away $1 million worth of our revolutionary anti-aging facial cream. You could take years off your appearance with every jar. Just call 1-800-600-8412 and we'll send you a free trial. Hydroxytone works because it revitalizes cells underneath the skin's surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. That's the sound of more independence in Iraq. As planned, U.S. troops have been moving out of urban areas in that country. Correspondent Lara Logan is in Baghdad.
People don't know exactly what will follow. There is some mistrust in the Iraqi government. There is a fear of sectarian violence raising its head again. And so it's a very tense and happy time with conflicting emotions amongst the people here.
General Ray Odierno commands American forces in Iraq, and from a base near Baghdad, he said Iran is still backing and training surrogates, those who conduct attacks inside Iraq. Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland is a CBS News military consultant.
The question now is whether or not these particular groups are going to conduct independent attacks to undermine people's confidence in Iraqi security forces, or are they going to more stand by and wait and see if, in fact, the Army, which is backing a Shiite government, can, in fact, establish security.
Four more U.S. deaths reported from combat-related injuries in Baghdad. It was windy. An Airbus was landing in the middle of the night on a flight from Paris. That Yemen Airways jet went into the water near the Comoros Islands. 153 people aboard. One survivor was found in the Indian Ocean, a five-year-old child. Home prices for April, they were down 18.1% compared to the same time a year ago, according to the Case-Shiller Index.
There are some people out there who are looking at houses, and there are even a few people out there who are buying some houses, and that's beginning to be seen in the data.
David Blitzer is with Standard & Poor's. In general, homes are worth about what they were in 2003. Notice any credit card fees rising. Check your statements. They could be. Interest rates may climb as well, despite that bill on credit card reform that the president signed last month.
We have NyQuil.
Vicks NyQuil.
Probably tip-top tomorrow.
Some experts say medications like NyQuil could be dangerous. That could mean some new rules. Here's CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
The FDA is considering putting a black box consumer warning on many popular over-the-counter pain remedies which contain acetaminophen because of the potential concern for excessive administration, which can lead to liver failure.
The latest on Michael Jackson, the Wall Street Journal says it looks like he left his father out of the will. General Motors with another hearing today in bankruptcy court. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
If we can use Chrysler's hearing as a pattern, expect several days of testimony from dealers, bondholders, and others who will lose a lot because of GM's bankruptcy. GM will likely say it's their only option. There are no guarantees, but GM is hoping at the end of this hearing that it will receive permission to create a new company out of its best assets.
Tight economy has you worried about gas prices? Not to worry, says Hyundai. You can get a year's worth of gas at $1.49 a gallon. Of course, you have to buy one of their cars. Wall Street, the Dow is down 11 points. This is CBS News.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Some frustrated unemployed workers in Colorado are trying to file for benefits online.
These individuals likely experienced intermittent timeouts, slow page loading times, or no page loading at all on the online internet application.
The Department of Labor's Cher Hovind says it's a server issue and that they are working on it. About 160,000 people in Colorado are collecting unemployment benefits and must update their claims every other week. Another blatant reminder of the state of the economy.
Hi, sports fans. This is Chris Berman. And you could go all the way to the ESPN Zone in Denver.
Well, not anymore, though. The ESPN Zone on the 16th Street Mall closing after 8 years. 100 employees will be given a 60-day administrative leave package or paid severance. A Celtic sports bar will replace ESPN Zone. E470 is cutting cash payments beginning July 4th, transitioning to its non-stop system.
It's a lot more efficient for us to collect tolls electronically.
E470 spokeswoman Joe Snell says drivers without an express toll account will have a picture snapped of their license plates, and the registered car owner will get a bill in the mail about a month later. Sports: Rockies fall to the Dodgers 4-2 in 13 innings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're getting word of an accident on the northbound side of I-25 right around Alameda. Now it's off to the right shoulder, but catching some looks, causing delays as you're trying to get downtown from the tech center. That ride's going to cost you about 20 to 25 minutes this morning. Very heavy pockets on 270 across Commerce City as well. Off those main roads, crews have cleaned up that accident on Evans right around Bannock. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one, high of about 90, 91 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers as those clouds roll in, most likely after 2, currently 72 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From roadside assistance to beachside assistance, let AAA create the right vacation for you. Ask about their cruise and vacation packages. It's a great time to book your next escape through AAA Travel. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA. Relax, they take care of you.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had 3 good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Really progressing.
We progressive. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay. Yeah.
Love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. John Turkey in for Jay Marvin here. It's the Jay Marvin Show. He's been named Reader's Choice Top Talk Show Host. Congratulations, Jay. Thank you, 5280. Your top of the town issue. Can't wait to read through that. Some other folks, some other Clear Channel folks were named in those. I won't go through that right now, but you men will like this new study, maybe. This comes out of London. For men with fertility problems, some doctors are prescribing a very conventional way to have a baby. More sex. In a study of 118 Australian men with damaged sperm, doctors found that having sex every day for a week significantly reduced the amount of DNA damage in their patient's sperm. Previous studies have linked better sperm quality to higher pregnancy rates. So, if you're having problems, just do it every day. We're talking about health care, taking your phone calls. Looks like John Podesta and Tom Daschle are saying, let's ram through this health care overhaul without worrying about GOP input. I say kudos. This is what we elected you guys to do in 2006 and 2008. 303-713-7600. Had a caller last hour, Jim. Said he pays about $12,000 a year in health care. It's fine by him. He likes the way things work right now. He has no problems. Do you? Do you think $12,000 a year is not that much money to be spending in health care? Do you wish the president would be pushing single payer? 303-713-7600. Elaine and Bob, hold on. I'll be coming to you, but I had Bobby on for a second there before top of the hour. Hey, Bobby.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that I'm just feeling pretty discouraged about the whole thing.
I know you're a proponent of the single payer.
Yeah, and there was so little, efforts at educating people that most people hear public option and they think it's the same thing as single payer. And I really strongly believe it's set up to fail, and people I talk to who are knowledgeable feel the same way, that this public option is just, it's just a setup that'll fail so they can say, well, see, we tried it your way, it didn't work, and then how many more years will it be? You know, how many generations will go by suffering more and more before another effort can be made? And, they're just, people don't, not only don't understand the difference, but don't even want to know. I mean, I've tried to reach out to people who complain about healthcare, and what I get is that people want to complain, they don't want to know, and they don't want to work for it. You know, right here in Colorado, Mark Udall, has been approached about signing, co-signing on H.R. 676, and he refuses to do it. His brother, Tom Udall, in New Mexico, co-signed to H.R. 676 years ago. You know, and we can't seem in Colorado to get people to really push our representatives to do what's right. We just would rather sit and complain. And I'm just very discouraged about it. I don't see that we're going to get anything out of this. And what really discourages me about progressives is it's right in there. It's been in the newspaper that there will be huge cuts to Medicaid and Medicare to pay for this public option. And there's no outcry about that. There's no outrage to that. The people will just accept that poor people will once again, you know, take it in the face, and we're just supposed to smile and say, oh, well, that's okay. But then come voting time, progressives want our votes, but they're not with us when it comes down to what we need and what happens to us in our lives. And I'm to the point of saying, you know, I give up. I just, my life doesn't count. What happens to me doesn't count. And I have put out effort to try to talk with people.
Oh, I know you have.
And it goes nowhere. You know, there is no awareness of what is actually in H.R. 676. There's just, you've gotten a few callers who talk about single payer, but most people don't know what's in it, and I don't know where to go from here.
And didn't President Obama, you know, before he was elected, say that he was for the single payer?
Who was that?
Didn't the president, didn't Obama say he was a proponent of single payer beforehand?
No, he didn't.
Never?
No, absolutely.
See, I thought that was part of his platform.
No, he talked against it, and that's why some of us were not thrilled with him, or one of the reasons why some of us were not thrilled with him. Some of us saw the predicament that we're in now coming down the pike, that this was going to be one more centrist, you know, give away the store administration. And we tried to talk about that, but everybody was so thrilled about Obama because he's very attractive. He's got a family that, you know, shines compared to what we've had. And so here we are. But I am just sick that it's already been said very, very clearly that Medicaid and Medicare will have severe cuts under the public option, and none of you speak up to that. It's like,
well, what should people be doing? I mean, is it too, like you sound, you said you're discouraged and you almost feel like it's time to give up. There's nothing else single payer supporters can do right now?
Well, we're trying.
Well, just keep calling.
I have done all I can do.
I hear you, Bobby.
You know,
listen, I understand your frustration.
I have gone to groups and I have said, I am willing to address this with you as a group. Answer questions. Not try to sway you, but answer questions, give you information. They want to tell me their gripes, but when it comes down to it, they don't want to do anything. I worked for hundreds of phone calls, literally, for Healthcare for All Colorado a number of years ago. And people wanted to tell me their gripes when it came to, because we had a project going. They wanted to tell me their gripes and the sad stories, but when it came to actually getting behind the project, we had, like, out of those hundreds, we had a handful of people, handful of organizations sign up. So what that says to me is that people aren't hurting enough yet. It's only us poor folk who are hurting. People aren't hurting enough yet in this country to do what's necessary. I mean, we've got the people in Iran giving us an example of what you do. They put their lives on the line, and we can't be bothered. I can't even get up people to pressure Mark Udall and say, let's get a group together and go sit in his office. You know, it's just people aren't hurting enough to make the effort.
All right, Bobby. I hear your frustration. I'm sorry. You know, it stinks. I think that I had one suggestion to say, to go to a national vote from the public, which I think would be the best way to get this thing done, but that's not going to happen. You know?
And more of us will die, and I'm already suffering with cuts from Medicaid. It will get worse, and – you know, the people around me don't even care. So,
well, Bobby, listen, I'm sorry. All right? I know you're depressed. And call me again. I'll be bringing up health care again. I got to get some more calls in, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. You hear Bobby? She's extremely upset about single payer not being on the table. How about you? 303-713-7600. Elaine, sorry about the wait. Thanks for your patience. Bob, I'm coming to you next. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you, and I hope you are too. I had a couple comments about health care and what we're all talking about. First of all, this best system in the world is a bill of goods that we've all bought into. I lived in Los Angeles for a number of years, and I had really good medical insurance because the company I worked for was a private company, and the founders of it were quite old. So they wanted to be sure they got the best health insurance they could, and their employees benefited from that. With this good coverage, it turned out that I needed to have a mammogram. So before I could get it, it took about 6 weeks, and they were squeezing me in to get an appointment. And then after that was done, it was determined that I needed to have a biopsy. And the fastest they could get it in was, again, 6 weeks. I got lucky. I didn't have cancer. But
yeah, you can't wait 6 weeks, for, you know.
It was almost 3 months from start to finish. If I had had cancer,
treatment wouldn't have been started when it needed to be treated.
That's right. This is not the best health system in
the world. Yeah, and we had a caller last hour, Jim, who said everything's fine.
Yeah, I know. That's what
true. And he was wrong. There's about 45 to 50 million un- or underinsured Americans.
Yeah, and
it's not 10.
I had very good insurance at that time. I'm finding medical care in Colorado is very good in comparison to what I had when I was
in California.
Yeah. Something has occurred to me. We've got areas where we're short on doctors. We've got doctors who are leaving the profession because of the very high cost of
malpractice insurance.
Yes. And I'm wondering about the possibilities, the benefits and or drawbacks of an insurance pool so that they don't have to pay for it all themselves. I don't know if it ought to be government-backed or government-insured, because I just don't have enough knowledge in that field. But if we take that individual burden off of the practitioner and maybe somehow or other by paying for the, well, this could be underwritten by upping their licensing dues, something, I don't know. But the OB-GYNs and the cardiologists would not have these horrendous insurance loads.
Yep, makes it really hard for doctors to make a buck. I mean, I think you know, the American outlook used to be, gosh, doctors are raking in the profits. And now we know that it's the insurance companies raking it, not the doctors.
Yeah,
doctors should be paid for it.
I remember when doctors made house calls.
Yeah.
Things are not the same.
No, they're not. Hey, Elaine, thanks for the call, and thanks for your patience.
Sure.
Have a great day.
You too.
303-713-7600. Bob and Brian, hang on. I want to talk to you guys. Everybody else, hang in there. One open line, 303-713-7600. Talking about health care this hour. Your opinions on single-payer versus public option again. We've talked about this a lot last couple of weeks. Looks like Democrats are warning the GOP on the overhaul of health care. They're saying that, you know, we don't need GOP input. And if we're just going to ram this thing through in what's called reconciliation, Tom Daschle and John Podesta talked about it yesterday. 303-713-7600. Your thoughts on health care and the state of health care in the United States? Is it broken? Does it need to be fixed? You think $12,000 a year is okay to be paying for health insurance? I don't know what the average income is. I thought it was somewhere around $30,000 to $35,000 for the average American. I don't know about Coloradan. I'll look that up. But that doesn't cover a whole lot. 303-713-7600, that's about a 30-year income. Your comments on healthcare coming up next. It's 819. What's going on with traffic, Todd Parker?
A right shoulder accident on the northbound side of I-25 right around Alameda, really hanging things up for the time being. We're also seeing heavy pockets, especially on the Boulderbound side, the 36 McCaslin, as you're making your way past Foothills. Northbound I-25, slow county line to 225 in the tech center. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Northeast Interstate is quiet right now. Speed limit rise.
All of the things you expect from this radio station, traffic, free music, support for community events and causes, are in danger. If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Everything from travel essentials to fresh meats for the grill. You'll see the savings or we'll refund your membership. Risk-free and guaranteed. That's how summer should be. Sign up at your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com/summer. See club for details.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like special order Geldwin windows and patio doors, top quality products now 15% off. That's savings that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Do I have health care?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't. And I can't go to the hospital because otherwise I'll be in debt forever.
These days, there's a lot on your mind.
People in my neighborhood have lost their jobs and they haven't gotten rehired.
The global issue that concerns me the most is
global warming,
world hunger.
It sounds like they're rattling the sabers to invade Iran.
Pretty much of a mess.
And that's why we're here. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
823. Little Primus and Ozzy Osbourne for you. Nice. 303-713-7600, the number. Talking or taking your phone calls and talking about healthcare here on the Jay Marvin Show. I'm John Turk filling in. Looking on eBay. I want to buy one of these Farrah Fawcett posters from 1976. You know, the famous one with her in the red swimsuit. And looking at them here, they have some 8x10s, but that's not nearly big enough for me. It's like a life-size one. Farrah Fawcett hand-signed 11x14 swimsuit poster photo, $499. Buy now, hand-signed. Man, I wish I could drop $500 on a Farrah Fawcett poster. And some of the ones that just aren't signed are going for, well, you got Man, you wouldn't believe the bids going here on this Farrah Fawcett poster. But $150, Farrah Fawcett red swimsuit poster, 1976, unopened. That might be a good purchase. What do you think? Should I buy that thing? 303-713-7600. Your calls on healthcare. Bob on a salesman hanging the longest. Hey, Bob, Brian, and Corey, I'm coming to you. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Great. You know, I don't know if you remember me, but I've called in over the years.
And, of course I do.
All right. Well, I'm calling with a compliment and a challenge to you. Compliment is that, first of all, you're doing a great job in Jay's absence, and also that listening to the ads for the station here, that you know, the progressive voice is needed in these debates, and your station is providing a great service on giving all of us an opportunity to be heard and listen to other people out there that have opinions that need to be heard.
You got it, man. Our pleasure. Thank you.
The challenge is listening to Bobby and people who have called in about this healthcare debate. This is a keenly felt need. People care a whole lot about healthcare because it impacts all of us.
Yeah, every single one of us.
And people feel powerless. They don't know what to do. They feel as though they try to elect officials that will do what they need to have done. And then they turn around and find out that they've either been paid for by lobbyists or else that they're just afraid to make waves. You know, it's encouraging to hear Daschle and Podesta say they're going to ram it through. But
yeah, I say, yeah, about time. Why did it take them this long to say that?
Right. But what I was going to challenge your station and maybe even you, John, to champion, is to find ways for people to connect together. You've got a great website that I go and look at. And
well, yeah, we have a new thing called the community calendar up there as well. So if there's healthcare debates, talks, forums going on, you can always post those there.
But what Bobby brought up is a good point, which is that people feel like they don't know anything about single payer or what they think is not what's really true about it. And, you know, the Obama campaign was effective because they harnessed the power of the Internet, of YouTube, of viral videos, and they got a lot of people engaged, and it didn't cost them a lot of money. It may have, but they paid for it online as well. And we've got a lot of people. I spent 6 months unemployed, and luckily I was able to find a job. But there's a lot of people that I still connect with that are unemployed, are looking for volunteer opportunities, ways to prove they're still able to engage. And your station has the ability to connect them together. You can offer them tips on how to make YouTube videos. And if people gather around the topic of healthcare and make some viral videos and get the word out and start more buzz, the problem is a lot of the media is just not covering this topic. So you've got to go and do guerrilla marketing in order to get the word out. And you guys can play a great role in organizing that or facilitating it so that other people could organize it.
It's a good challenge. And, you know, if it's something I can do, I think the only thing I can really do right now is maybe add some stuff to the community calendar page there we have at am760.net.
You know what?
You know, I don't know how to make a YouTube video, but it's something I could probably find out pretty easily and just post up there.
But, you know, you could put the invitation out there on the website. We're looking for people that can help us. There's no pay available, but it might add to the resume, and maybe they can help you learn. And help
is it too late,
learn.
Though, that, you know, is it too late?
Well,
they're going to reconvene on the 6th. They want to have this thing written, you know, and enacted by fall. And single-payer just seems to be off the table.
Well, I think that with enough pressure, I think Obama, you know, Obama, we elected thinking that there would be change. But we've been disappointed in many areas because he's trying to build consensus and bipartisanship. So he's got a second term coming to him. But I think he's missed the mark on this one. This is so keenly felt. You know, I told your screener when I first called in, I wish we could do an investigation at Max Baucus and ask him, why are you keeping this off the table from your committee? But I think that there needs to be a way, a positive channel for people to go through and feel that they had some voice in the matter, because they're going to be ruining their inaction years later when we're still dealing with ineffective health care that's costing us all more.
All right, well, I'm glad you put the challenge out there, and I'll see what I can do, man.
You know, you've got so much power, John, in the airwaves there, and you can get a lot more value for yourself, a lot more power for yourself, more than you're giving yourself credit for, I swear.
All right, man. Well, hey, I'm glad you called in here. Sorry it took so long to get to you.
No problem.
All right, you got it, Bob. Thanks for calling, man. Call me again. I'll be in the rest of this week as well as next week. Should AM 760 active, you know, get people active? I think, you know, he makes a good point. This is really our, you know, progressives only forum to talk and get their ideas out. On the radio, anyway. 303-713-7600. Talking healthcare. Brian in Fort Collins. Hey, Brian, what's happening, brother?
Hey, John. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm great. Hey, listen, couple of very thought-provoking calls, but let me quickly pick up on the last one. And this is in partial answer to Bobby as well. I'm part of an organization. It's called Progressive Democrats of America.
PDA, yeah.
PDAmerica.org. And I don't know if it'd be possible for you to put a link on your community page.
You can do that. Anybody can go on our community page and post there.
Oh, okay. I will.
So you should do that. Go to am760.net, and right up top, it'll say community calendar. And there's three different columns, and you just go to the far right one, which is basically for listeners and anybody else out there. I mean, it's a place for you guys to go. If there's an event going on you want to plug, that's a place to put it. You know, this has been in the works for a while, and we finally got it done. Because so I get, you wouldn't believe how many emails I get every day of people, you know, wanting to say, we got this great, you know, Jefferson County meeting on health care. But, you know, and when you have 100 of them, it's hard to get them all out there. So this is a place where people can go and look and see what's happening out there.
Well, I really appreciate that. Let me correct one misimpression that Bobby had. And that is on Obama's position on single payer.
I'm looking at it right here. He did back single payer.
Yeah.
He ran on that.
When he was a state senator, he was all for it.
Yep.
When he became a candidate for the U.S. Senate, then he started waffling a bit. And then as a presidential candidate, that's the statement that if you could start over from scratch, I would go with. Yeah.
I'm losing you. Get some coverage. I lost you there for the last 10 seconds. Say that again.
Just quickly in answer to Jim. He thinks he's perfectly fine with, spending $12,000. And I think he said that was just for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
What he needs to ask himself is, if I ever change jobs, what is my situation going to be like then? Because there's no guarantee that his new employer is going to have comparable benefits. Secondly, I seriously doubt that he's ever had a serious claim. He's never gone through this experience of the person that when they file a huge claim for cancer treatment, they run into an insurance company that denies them on the basis of acne years old. And then a final point, John, is, and it's hard not to get discouraged. I certainly sympathize with Bobby. And, you know, what we're up against is the money runs our political system. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the fact that Max Baucus, who is, you know, basically, you know, he's trying to do everything he can except put single payer on the table. He's received over $4 million in contribution.
There's the problem.
Yep. And that doesn't even count the number of full-time lobbyists that are in Washington. There are over 635 full-time paid lobbyists for big pharmaceutical companies and a like number for health insurance companies. And those people work full-time, twisting arms, trying to change the discussion. So, you know, we get crap like, this plan would put the government between you and your doctor, or, you know, we're in favor of choice. You know, the single payer is choice. You get to choose your provider. What you don't get to choose is who pays the bill. You know, you don't get a choice of insurance company. The government does that. So, you know, but on a more positive, Bobby needs to understand, and I appreciate what you're doing.
I lost you again. Your phone's cutting out. Say, start again, man. I got to give you another chance here.
More chance. They're going to have to make a difference. HR 676 is now up to 83 co-sponsors in the House. And, you know, this is not the time to give up. This is the time to, you know, make those calls, you know, call Udall back, call Bennett. Call your House of Representatives.
Yeah, your
congressperson.
Exactly. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
I appreciate the time. I appreciate you listening.
You got it, man. Brian, anytime. 303-713-7600. Thanks for the phone call. Peter, Corey, and Bill, I want to talk to you. It's 8:34. It's right in the middle of morning hour rush, and traffic is probably pretty brutal out there. And Todd Parker's going to get us updated. Todd, what's happening?
The good news is that accident, northbound I-25 at Alameda, off to the right shoulder. The bad news is the delays are now stretching past DU and are growing just a little bit. So do factor that into your ride. If you're making your way in from the tech center, you're going to find it's taking you about 25 to 30 minutes currently. If you're heading out to DIA, I-70, pretty good shape. Could be some heavy pockets over that elevated stretch. Pena Boulevard's wide open. Security wait time's less than 10 minutes, and there are plenty of parking spaces. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day with a high of about 90, 91 degrees. Clouds are going to roll in later on in the afternoon, where we could see a chance of showers, most likely after 2 or 3 p.m. Currently 76 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Battery, flat tire, out of gas? AAA, it's worth every penny. Join today. They can save you on the road and save you money with the largest discount program in the world. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. Relax, they take care of you.
Want to take your business to the...
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage. Settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
Never got to see Michael Jackson live. I haven't got to see Prince live yet, but I'd like to. I think Prince is one of those guys that's in the category of like a Madonna and a Michael Jackson. Talking about healthcare, 303-713-7600. Our earlier caller Bob said, you know, if there's something going on, you know, get active on our community calendar page here at am760.net. If you want to get like-minded people together to ram through single payer to get that on the table, you know, go to our community calendar page and post stuff on there. If there's talks going on, if there's news articles that people need to read, you can post that there with links. 303-713-7600, the number to get in here. Peter on a cell phone has been hanging. Hey, Peter, hold on 1 second. I got to get Corey real quick. Peter? Or Corey?
Hey,
forgive
John.
Me, brother. What's up, dude?
Hey, good morning to you.
Are you in, hey. Is this Corey from Watkins, right?
No, this is Corey from out in Aurora.
All right, man. What's happening?
Hey, you know, my thing has been, you know, I've been listening over the few months. I think that the Democrats, I think that we have it framed improperly now. You know, I think we did a good job of talking about the 47 million uninsured, and that got the nation's attention and got it to this point. But now I think we need to switch the focus because that's been attacked and that's being dissected up a little bit.
Right.
I think we need to change that focus now to not only so that 47 million, there's probably another 40 million who can't use their health care, who can't even if their employers provide it, they can't either participate or use it. I'll give you an example. You know, $400 a month just to be insured for that privilege, and then a $6,000 deductible before they kick in. Well, on a yearly basis, John, that's over $10,000 before they even kick in a dime. and more families can't even participate in that type of a system. I've opted out because there's no way my family would use that much health care a year at this point in our lives. It just doesn't make any sense. So we just pay directly, essentially.
Do you?
Yeah.
So are you not carrying health care? Or do you not have health insurance?
We don't. When we go to the doctor, when we're sick, we go to the doctor. If we need an ambulance,
and you just pay. You pay.
I just pay. I still get the same rate, basically, maybe about a 5% bump over an insurance rate, but I just pay.
But what about if something catastrophic happened to you, Corey?
If catastrophic happens, you know, that's a chance that we'll take to some degree.
See, I don't think Americans should have to take that chance, you know?
I completely agree. I think the point that I'm trying to get across is that we have to frame it as in people forget the uninsured. You can't even afford it anymore. So that's got to be the reason to overhaul the system.
Yeah, I mean, I got health insurance, and I still forked $12,000 out of pocket last year.
Last year, and you may not have used anywhere close to that. Well, you might not use that for the next 5 or 10 years. That's a ton of money for your family. You talk about the economy slowing down and these kinds of things. Those are ways to fix the economy or to put money back into the economy is if we get those costs under control. So I think if we could frame the conversation that way. And secondly, I think a fundamental problem that we're not looking at, if anybody watched the president in this little town hall in prime time on ABC, I believe it was, a medical student talked about she's going to have about $300,000 in loans when she gets out. That is the elephant in the room as well, too, that it costs way too much for these guys to even go to practice this this profession and this
mm-hmm.
skill.
Doctors are bailing out.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, and I don't begrudge them any of their money because they took a ton of risk and they have so much debt to pay back. I mean, we got to get the cost of college under control in this country because, let me tell you, that is the next boondoggle coming, is that you can't even send your kids to college. I mean, it is so astronomical.
Yeah, I'm about free education, man, and I think Barack Obama's idea about civil service or community service or even military service for free education is a good idea.
That's right, and you know what? I may be more left than some, but I tell people who will listen anytime, I would gladly give you half of my income if I knew that my family could be taken care of if they were sick and my kid could go to school as long as he could, as he wanted to. I'd gladly give you.
Amen.
Half
yeah,
of my income.
For sure. I agree with you 100% there, Corey. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, sir.
A great one. 303-713-7600. Peter on a cell. Sorry about that little mishap there, brother. You with me, Peter?
Yeah. Corey's point about deductibles is great. I wanted to go back to Jim and his freedom of medical care.
Right.
He wasn't talking about the 50 million people that aren't covered by insurance. His statement was that there are 10 million people with incomes of $75,000 or more a year who aren't covered by health insurance.
Is that the point he was making?
Yeah, now that's
isn't that scary?
That's astoundingly scary. I'm scared of one other thing. My son is 24, and my wife works for an airline, and he is now having to leave our family's coverage, which costs him about $200 a month with Kaiser, and go to Cobra before he finds a new policy. That's $1,200 a month. So as soon as you change, you're in deep doo-doo caca anyway. And good luck to the 10 million people with their 75,000 or more in income not doing this. But even they, if they have a catastrophic event or change employers or happen to be in an emergency room situation rather than something covered by their insurance, are hurting us all. So
I'm with you, Peter.
A single payer.
You want the single payer?
It would be a great thing. Got a doctor brother.
So are you in the give up mode now, like a Bobby?
Oh, no, not at all. Unfortunately, this is all going to be rammed through very quickly. With
yeah, and that's my problem. I think this is going to happen here in the next month in July.
Yeah, so it would have to take a huge groundswell of organized resistance to make it happen in some kind of way that makes sense. But at least there'll be something on the table, and I suppose that's better than nothing.
Yeah, because who knows the next time this opportunity will come up.
Well, yeah,
for healthcare reform.
Hopefully
we get it right this time. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Peter. Awesome call, brother. Thanks. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Denver. Bill, welcome to the J. Marvin Show. I'm John Turk.
Good morning, John.
Hey.
You know, I think that our system of campaign bribes campaign bribes. Did I call them that? I think they like us to call them campaign contributions.
Contributions, right.
Well, I
but all it is, you know, hey, we'll rub your back. You kind of vote the way we want you to on certain issues.
That sounds like a bribe to me.
It sure does. Seems pretty corrupt to me.
Well, and, you know, I like the Democrats better than I do the Fascist Party.
Okay.
I can't help but notice that both parties seem to have a lot in common with prostitutes. It's just that their johns are different. And the bribes, the people bribing the Democrats are a wee bit more tolerable than the ones bribing the Republicans. But I had an old history professor one time say that, you know, your callers make so much sense and your guests make so much sense when it comes to their points on health care and such. But if things don't make sense, just follow the dollar trail. They'll make sense.
Well, it does. And, you know, these lobbyists for these insurance companies are sitting in offices with elected officials in D.C. and around the country, and they're really pushing what the Republicans want.
Well,
you know, and it is just like, what did we vote for in 06 and 08? And I think they should ram this through with what's called reconciliation is the term.
Well, I think when they ram something through, they're going to ram something through that is protective of the interests of those doing the bribing. Be cautious of a plan destined to fail because...
Do you think the public option is destined to fail?
I think it depends a lot on how it's written. But just be very cautious of it, because if they, you know, trash Medicaid, Medicare to make it happen, underfund it, and then can come back and see the public and say, see, the public, you know, can't really run insurance. We need our we need the insurance companies in order to run a program like this. You know, look at how the public option failed. Well, if they set it up where it has to fail, then that can be pretty good for the people writing the check. Getting back to the campaign bribes, contributions. Campaign bribes sounds so, well, accurate.
Illegal.
Sounds so accurate.
Yeah, it is accurate.
And
it's time for public finance campaigns.
Well, and
I know that's an age old argument, but it's a problem in D.C. and in politics. Period.
Well, it results in a lot of legislature being garbage.
Yeah.
Because
oil companies are getting tax breaks.
No, that's insane.
It's insane.
But if you follow the dollar,
they're breaking in record profits and they're getting tax breaks.
But who are they giving lots of money to? Well, they were giving it to the corporate party, and it paid off pretty good for them. You know, these guys don't give big campaign contributions to the congressmen and senators because they're nice guys with pasty little smiles and snazzy little suits. They give them to them because they want something in return. And that's why a campaign contribution, I know that that's a much more sterile term, but I don't see any difference between that and it being a campaign bribe. And a lot of these folks are pretty dirty. And, you know, you don't get to high public office for being altruistic. You get there by having a love of power.
All right. Hey, great call, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Advise, I added a lot, man. 303-713-7600. Rich in Longmont. Your thoughts, Rich?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say this, John. If we do go single payer, why would there be less access to care since we will have all the dollars currently going to insurance companies going to care itself? So how will this result in people having less access and longer lines and so forth?
Yeah, the argument is that you're going to be waiting in line at the emergency room.
How could you? You've got more dollars in the health care itself.
It's a good question. And, I think more hospitals will open.
Yeah.
And I think we'll have more doctors. I hope to get more doctors in the system because after listening to a couple last week, it's like, where are they going? They don't even want to practice medicine anymore.
How about eliminating, you know, this? Why couldn't we start training doctors right out of high school instead of this, you know, four your pre-med stuff.
For your pre-med, yeah.
I got three brothers that are MDs. They say that pre-med stuff is absolutely worthless to what they're actually doing.
Is that right?
Yeah. And you could train them. That's four more years of practice. That's like an extra 10% right there.
Huh.
You think?
It could work.
Good.
It could work. I think the raising the taxes, like, you know, if somebody's paying $12,000 out of pocket a year, let's say they raise your taxes by $7,000 a year to make this thing happen, you're still going to gain $5,000 on the end.
Yeah, you are, because you're not paying as much health care costs.
Right.
Net savings to the country. But Bill was totally right on.
Yeah, Bill's pretty good.
I love
it's the money. It's the money and the lobbyists in D.C. that are the problem.
It's the money, and it's the money, and it's the money.
I know. Like I said, follow the trail, man.
That's it. Well, hang in. Good talking to you. And,
you too, Rich. Call me anytime, man. I'll be in the rest this week as well as next week, okay?
Okay, dude.
Call me back.
Love your show.
All right, thank you. 303-713-7600. Jeff and Josh, hang on. I got to hit a short timeout. Going to check out traffic because we're right in the middle of it. Sounds like it's pretty busy out there. Had a couple earlier accidents. Todd Parker will get us updated.
We're still looking at big-time delays as you're heading north out of the tech center following an earlier accident that occurred right around Alameda. Southbound 225 crawling between the Parker Road up towards I-25. Westbound 76 still a bit sluggish on that approach to I-25. No other crashes or stalls other than that one northbound I-25 at Alameda to get anyway. So speeds are starting to pick up on both C-470 as well as on 270 across Commerce City. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and all ground meats. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll confront conservative pundit Dick Morris about his crazy new book, How Obama, Congress, and the Special Interests Are Transforming a Slump into a Crash, Freedom into Socialism, a Disaster into a Catastrophe, and How to Fight Back.
All right.
Plus, comedian satirist Andy Borowitz joins us to talk about his new book, Who Moved My Soap? The CEO's Guide to Surviving in Prison, Bernie Madoff edition. That should be fun.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, I like your quote. To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like special order Geldwin windows and patio doors, top quality products now 15% off. That's savings that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
$28,000 on my credit card, but now, a year and a half later, I'm completely debt-free.
If you are in debt and thinking about calling a credit counselor, stop. Credit counselors are working with credit card companies. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't make a mistake. Hi, I'm Alan Williams, creator of the Money Mastery Wealth System. I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. I'm so confident that this will work for you, I'll send you my powerful free CD today. My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. Imagine, no credit card payments, no car payment, no mortgage.
It's amazing. I'm going to pay off a 30-year mortgage in only 3 years.
If you're in debt, stop. Don't call a credit counselor. Call now and we'll send you Money Mastery Wealth System's free, powerful CD today. Call 800-508-5306. That's 800-508-5306. Call 800-508-5306. That's 800-508-5306.
Now, get busy!
8:54, 6 minutes before 9 o'clock. Got a couple callers hanging on. Let's get them in here. Jeff on a cell. Josh, hang on. I'm coming to you next. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. You?
Good. Hey, I just want to share an experience. I grew up in Idaho, but at about 20, I moved to Australia. This is the early 80s.
Okay.
And they transitioned to their national health care. It's called Medicare.
Right.
And so I saw the transition myself.
And?
Well, what it boils down to is it was perfectly fine. And in all my experiences there, I mean, initially they were very concerned and they did a lot of preventative stuff. I'm not sure how it is now because, you know, they went a little bit to the right since I've been gone. But I can tell you my dad had a heart attack and a stroke on the same day. He had a quadruple bypass and he was in the hospital for a couple weeks. That would have cost $100,000 at least. Didn't cost them a single penny. And, you know, that's really great for the individual. I understand that. But if we're paying more per capita here than they are there, it makes perfect sense to me about, you know, doing single payer because of that experience. And I'll tell you, it's all about the execution. The idea is perfectly fine. It's the execution.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're, you know, if they want to get it done fast, I don't know if the execution will be all that great.
No, it won't, because there they had problems too. They had cost overruns, et cetera, but it's got to be a long-term perspective.
Is this something we maybe say that we tell our state representatives and congresspeople and senators, maybe we hold off, you know, I mean, we need health care reform as soon as possible, but, you know, it looks like they're trying to get it done in July and have this thing crafted.
But the political will for something this gigantic is fleeting. I mean, it might be imperfect to get it through, yes, but the concept needs to be pushed through. I mean, it's just, compared to what we have, it's just ridiculous. I swear to God, every year, I'm only 48, and every year it's going up and up and up. And
I've only had one caller in the last 2.5 weeks of doing this show tell me that countries, that healthcare in other countries is worse than ours. That one guy say that Canada sucks. That people tell me Sweden's awesome, Germany's awesome, France, and Australia. Now Australia. And these are all single payer deals.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't go in expecting it to be perfect. It's not going to be. I mean, I saw GPs, you know, general practitioner offices going from one or two doctors to devolving into clinics. And so people were pretty angry about their quality of care, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
That is a sacrifice, I would say. But if you can go more and if you can take a little control of your own health, you know, by, you know, talking to the doctor, it's going to be much better in the long run. Right now, I'm deferring getting some MRIs because the copay is going to be $250.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous, man. And you're one of tens of millions that's going through the same thing right now. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks, John.
Talk to you soon. Josh on a cell, I got a little over 60 seconds for you. Josh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say health insurance, I've been thinking, is starting to get kind of like gambling. You're saying, hey, I'll bet you $500 I get sick this month.
And right.
When you go to the slot machines, they have rules saying you have to have a 96 or 98% payout. So why don't we just call it gambling and say, yeah, insurance company can keep 2 or 3 or even 4%, but every other penny has to be paid out in benefits. I bet they'd be coming for single payer real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
30%
good analogy. Yeah. It is gambling. You got people gambling on their health out there. Yeah. I don't need health care. I'm perfectly healthy. But yet somebody sideswipes you on your way home from work. You break your hip. You need a hip replacement.
And you're out of luck.
You're out of luck. And then we got to pay for it, the people that have health insurance.
All right. It's a profit problem.
It is. Josh, hey, man, I wish I had more time, but I got to run. We'll see you, buddy. We got Carl Frisch from Media Matters coming up next here after news, and then we're going to open phones. Anything you want to talk about? It's open game here. 303-713-7600.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we are leaving Baghdad finally, and Dick Cheney is upset. All of that, your calls, y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You've always been active, but your body's not cooperating like it used to. Know why? It's your joints. They're thirsty. Cartilage, your joint's natural shock absorber, loses water as it ages. and could use some lubrication to keep working as it should. So how do you keep your joints healthy and flexible? With Joint Juice Fitness Water. The first and only enhanced water designed to hydrate your joints as well as your body. Each 10-calorie bottle of Joint Juice Fitness Water is packed with a full day supply of glucosamine to help keep the cartilage in your joints lubricated, providing flexibility so you can keep doing what you do. As part of a healthy lifestyle, use Joint Juice Fitness Water daily to keep your joints healthy and flexible. Look for the blue Joint Juice Fitness Water bottles in three great flavors, berry, lemon, and kiwi strawberry, in the enhanced water section of your favorite retailer. Lubricate your joints with Joint Juice Fitness Water.
Brought to you by Joint Juice, now available at all Target stores.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. New snapshots of the economy. One of them is the closely watched Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index of home prices in 20 major metro areas. And it shows an 18% skid over the past 12 months. But S&P economist David Blitzer says it's not entirely bleak.
Compared to the data we've been seeing for several months now, there is actually some glimmers of daylight in these numbers.
For one thing, says Blitzer, in 13 of the metro areas, the annual losses improved from March to April. Consumers are less confident. The Conference Board's Lynn Franco says its Consumer Confidence Index took an unexpected drop this month.
Overall, we're expecting a very slow and moderate recovery. No indication here that there's going to be any sort of a strong growth in the next few months.
But for Iraqis, this is a day to party. A national holiday to mark the withdrawal of U.S. combat forces from Iraq's cities and towns, CBS News correspondent Lara Logan reports from Baghdad.
It's a big deal here. It's not entirely convincing. There are still huge questions over what the real capabilities of the Iraqi security forces are. But those questions will have to be answered by what happens on the ground here.
Well, as U.S. troops have pulled out, word has come from the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk that a bomb blast has killed 20 people. The search is on in the Indian Ocean for any other survivors of today's crash of a Yemeni jetliner as it was trying to land in the Comoros Islands. One child was found alive. At least three bodies have been recovered. There were 153 passengers and crew aboard. A nightmare in the Italian seaside town Viareggio. It is still unclear how high the casualty toll will go after a freight train derailment and explosion. Officials say the fireball from a derailed car of liquefied natural gas killed at least 16 people and injured at least 50. Many of the injured were burned severely. Fertility experts are rethinking the conventional wisdom on sex and male fertility. CBS News reporter Vicki Barker with that story.
Many doctors advise men to abstain from sex for a few days before trying to conceive with their partner. But an Australian study has found that having sex daily actually improves the quality of a man's sperm.
Swing.
The study of more than 100 men with some sperm DNA damage found that damage decreased from about 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 spermatozoa. The theory, the less time sperm actually spends inside a man, the less chance it can suffer environmental damage. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
GM is back in bankruptcy court today to plead its restructuring case. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert.
What GM wants to be permitted to do is spin off its good assets into a new company free from debt with more competitive union contracts and leave what it doesn't want behind in bankruptcy. It's a process that analysts say gives GM its best chance for success, but no guarantee, as GM would emerge into a very tough market.
This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver Nugget could be going to jail. J.R. Smith is due in court today over a 2000 traffic crash in which a man died. Smith was not indicted by a New Jersey grand jury, but he could spend up to 40 days in jail on a reckless driving charge. Those filing for unemployment benefits in Colorado are having difficulty with the online system. It's crashing, leaving thousands of people with problems filing.
Claimants are not without other resources and options available to them. So what we're asking and encouraging claimants to do is to go ahead and use the phone system.
The Labor Department's Cher Havind says claims from anyone who did manage to file online over the past couple of days are safe. And fixing Colorado's Capitol building dome won't happen anytime soon. Governor Ritter said yesterday fire exits and a sprinkler system are a higher priority. The Denver Post reports Ritter saying it would cost $11 million to repair the dome, which is made of cast iron and is rusting. Sports: Rockies fall to the Dodgers 4-2 in 13 innings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This morning's commute very late to recover. We're seeing some big-time delays for northbounders on I-25 as you're making your way underneath the bridges. That drive past DU on the northbound side will still take you about 20 to 25 minutes as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown. Southbounders having it a little bit easier as you're traveling through that stretch. It will only take you about 15 minutes. Now, there's a crash on the ramp from Hamden as you're trying to get onto northbound I-25. C-470, a little bit heavy, Broadway to University. On the eastbound side, westbounders on the turnpike still looking at big-time slowdowns as you're trying to get from Denver towards Boulder. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Time for a brand new season of America's Got Talent on NBC. They'll have to overcome what's being dubbed the Susan Boyle effect after their Britain's Got Talent brothers uncovered someone who became, undoubtedly, the biggest reality star ever and a household name all around the world. Judge Piers Morgan has been quoted as saying that singing sensation Susan Boyle has laid the gauntlet down to America.
If you want to come back to it, what do you make of this decision yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court? They sided with white firefighters in workplace discrimination lawsuit, a divisive case over the role race should play in job advancement. In the split 5-4 vote, a majority of the justices ruled that the city of New Haven, Connecticut, improperly threw out the results of promotional exams that officials said left too many minorities qualified. One Latino and no African-American firefighters qualified for promotion based on the exam. The city subsequently decided not to certify the results and issued no promotions. A group of 20 mostly white firefighters sued, claiming reverse discrimination. High Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor heard the case on her federal appeals court last year and sided with the city. The Supreme Court was being asked to decide whether there was a continued need for special treatment for minorities or whether enough progress has been made to make existing laws obsolete, especially in a political atmosphere in which an African-American occupies the White House. Does this decision basically say we don't need affirmative action anymore? 303-713-7600. The city rejected the test results solely because the higher scoring candidates were white, wrote Justice Anthony Kennedy for the majority. Fear of litigation alone cannot justify an employer's reliance on race to the detriment of individuals who passed the examinations and qualified for promotions. So if you want to talk about affirmative action, we can do that here. Do you think it's still necessary in the workplace today? Do you see racism and hiring, illegal hiring tactics? 303-713-7600. Also want to bring this to the table. If you want to talk about this, today is a big day in Iraq. The decision to pull U.S. troops out of Iraq cities on Tuesday was made by Iraqis, not Americans. That's why the Iraqi government is holding a massive celebration to mark the redeployment as National Sovereignty Day. At the insistence of the Iraqis, the Status of Forces Agreement concluded late last year between the Iraqi government and the Bush administration required that U.S. troops be out of Iraq's urban areas by June 30, 2009 and withdrawn from the country altogether by the end of 2011. Now, Iraqi citizens and the American forces hovering in the Iraqi's countryside are holding their breath for the first stage of testing Iraq's ability to protect itself. It did get off to an auspicious start with the news that four U.S. soldiers were killed in combat on the eve of the withdrawal. That was yesterday. So residents of Baghdad no longer can see U.S. troops rumbling along their capital's broad boulevards and their heavy armored vehicles, a persistent and painful reminder of Iraq's dependency on foreigners for its security. Looks like we're wrapping up this war in Iraq. Do you see it as a failure? A success? I was listening to Fox and Friends this morning coming in. And they were actually talking about how big of a success it was, how big of a success Iraq, and even what's going on with Iran. They were talking about how Bush would be looked at in maybe 50 years. And they said that he'll be ranked above the likes of Bill Clinton, of course, is somebody they brought up, and Jimmy Carter. They even said he'd be looked at even better than John F. Kennedy, and that he was a great liberator of the Persian Gulf. That's a quote. Liberated the Persian Gulf. I think he screwed it up more. 303-713-7600. So if you want to talk about the Iraq war, it looks like, you know, things are finally starting to wrap up there. Taken out of the city, you know, or out of Baghdad. Should be out of the country altogether by the end of 2011 in a couple of years. Has it been a success or a failure? And if you think it's a success, give me reasons why. Or if you think it's a failure, tell me why. I'd love to hear the conservative thought on this one. Do you think President Bush will be looked at favorably 50 years down the road when it comes to what he's done to the Middle East? Fox and Friends think so. 303-713-7600. We can talk about Iraq. We can talk about health care. We hit on that the last two hours. Democrats warned the GOP on health care overhaul. Mainstream Dems close to Obama warning Republicans about insisting on too many changes to the health care overhaul, saying the Democratic-controlled Congress will move ahead without GOP input if they do. A strong-arm partisan approach may be unpleasant, these prominent Democrats say, but it's better than letting Republicans dictate spending cuts and insurance rules that many Democratic voters oppose. You know what? Why did we vote in 2006 and 2008? It's our turn. We won. Now it's time for a Democratic-led Congress and Senate and White House. 303-713-7600 if you want to say anything about health care. Also, and just for a fun story, one survivor, this 5-year-old kid, rescued searching the wreckage of a downed Yemeni jet Tuesday after the miracle discovery of a young child in the Indian Ocean. The child is the only known survivor from the downed Yemeni Airways flight, which was carrying 153 people en route to the island nation of Comoros from Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The child was found in the waters and taken to the hospital. One child is alive, and we hope to find more. I'm so glad they found that kid. Man, I tell you what, with all the news about plane crashes too lately, I'm nervous to fly. How about you? Man, flying has never been. Last time I flew, I landed in Pensacola, Florida. And I swear we landed sideways. I thought it was over. This from Politico. Sanford staying is part of God's plan. In a written message to supporters Monday, Mark Sanford asserted that God's plan for him includes finishing his term as South Carolina governor. Sanford is facing calls for his resignation after disappearing to Argentina, then returning last week to admit an affair. Immediately after all this unfolded last week, I thought I would resign, as I believe in the military model of leadership, and when I trust of any form is broken, one lays down the sword. Sanford wrote in the message, which he posted on his personal website GovernorSanford.com and his Facebook page and broadcast via Twitter. He's on Facebook. A long list of close friends have suggested otherwise, that for God to really work in my life, I shouldn't be getting off so lightly. While it would be personally easier to exit stage left, their point has been that my larger sin was the sin of pride. You kidding me? What's your take on that? 303-713-7600. Sanford writes that those friends asserted that if I walked in with a real spirit of humility, then this last legislative term could be our most productive one, and that outside this term I would ultimately be a better person and of more service in whatever doors God opened next in life if I stuck around to learn lessons rather than running and hiding down at the farm. Governor Sanford, staying as part of God's plan. Okay. Also, each Sunday afternoon in May, Governor Sanford and his wife hosted five other couples at the Executive Mansion for a spiritual boot camp. No kidding. Topics discussed during the hour-and-a-half-long sessions included forgiveness and not loving your wife as Christ loved the church. Group leader Warren Cubby Culbertson did not tell the other four couples what he and his wife Susan had known for months, that the governor was having an affair with a woman in Argentina. When Jenny Sanford confronted her husband in January after finding a letter to Maria among his official papers, the governor turned to Culbertson. For nearly 6 months, Culbertson has been the first couple's spiritual counselor and their secret keeper, apparently. The Sanfords passed the Culbertson's course with flying colors. A week later, Jenny Sanford asked her husband to beat it. In an interview at his Columbia office, just blocks from the state house, Culbertson said he believed his friend when he said this was his only marital transgression. He thinks Sanford was caught off guard by the power of darkness. So I guess that makes it okay. 303-713-7600. Because it's not feelings, it's not emotions, Culbertson said. For most Christians, at some point in your marriage, if you're married long enough, you do it because that's what you're called to do. Out of obedience instead of out of passion. And I think that's where Mark and Jenny are right now. I think that's pretty sad. Sticking together out of obedience to God instead of out of passion and love for each other. Meanwhile, the scandal has touched off a delicate political dance among fellow Republicans who are vying to replace Sanford when his term ends. Any of these topics on issue for you? 303-713-7600. Eddie on a cell phone. Hey, Eddie.
Good morning. After listening to your talk about Sanford, I do think if they had Academy Awards for stupidity, I think he would get my vote. But
yeah. seriously. And it's kind of sad. To me, that says a lot, you know, when it says, as a Christian, maybe he's where they're at as a couple is they're doing it out of obedience to God, not out of passion, staying together.
I have a thing about cheating on your spouse. So I'm calling on the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, what's your take on it, Eddie?
I am in favor of that. There were black, Hispanic, and white input on those tests before they went into them. The white people that did well in those studied very hard. They were saying the guy that did the best was dyslexic, hired somebody to personally help him get through that test. But what they want to do, or what they try to do, is after the test was done, is move after the game is over, move the goalposts. And I do think it's possible to discriminate against anybody. And in this case, they were discriminating against white firefighters who happened to do better on that test. So in my opinion, I think they did the right thing. What the court said was, we're not in favor of discrimination, but you have to prove that there was discrimination in the test. And they didn't even look at that.
They couldn't prove that there was, you know, that the tests were not even in, you know, how an African-American or a Hispanic or any minority would pass that test. I mean, I got the stats right here on how many, if I can pull it up. It looks like we lost Eddie. 303-713-7600. And New Haven, trying to fill senior fire department vacancies, gave a test to 77 candidates for lieutenant and 41 for captain. 56 firefighters passed the exams, including 41 whites, 9 blacks, and 6 Hispanics. But of those, only 17 whites and 2 Hispanics could expect promotion. Does reverse racism even exist? I had a caller early in the show say there's no such thing. Racism is racism. Discrimination is discrimination. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Patrick in Fort Collins. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Brother Turk. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. You? Good to hear your voice.
Hey, it's good to hear you, man. You know, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. I'm trying.
No sweat, dude. First thought on the Iraq War. Not a war. an occupation.
Okay.
So if that's the case, you know, we won because we occupied very well. If it was a war, war is based on attrition. It's based on numbers. Who killed more of whom? We definitely won in that regard. So I don't know why we even discuss the Iraq War as anything more than a very large bill we have to pay.
What do you make of the folks on Fox and Friends this morning saying that President Bush will be looked at better in 50 years than JFK, Clinton, and Jimmy Carter?
I'm sure if I drink enough in the next 50 years until I die and I say that George Bush is great, I'm sure enough people will believe me because they say a lie often told will eventually become the truth. So I'm sure if they're going to try to teach my child and future children that George Bush was a good president, okay, go right ahead. I'm sure that when someone repeats the same, you know, actions, they're going to do that much better next time. I know idiots are very good at doing the same thing over and over again.
He liberated the Persian Gulf, too, according to Fox and Friends.
Oh, yeah, liberated. Yeah, okay, sure.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, would you like a pink umbrella, you know, with your Mai Tai?
Would you like me to throw a shoe at you again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we throw shoes just for the heck of it, man. You know, I mean, you know,
it's like the biggest cut down ever, you know, that he could take from somebody there.
Yeah, they just reduced his sentence, you know, because he was such a viable head of state. Yeah,
I know, sure. That guy deserves a medal.
Yeah, he's more like the head of a, you know, of an eight, you know, headed dragon, you know, except they're all eating their own tails.
So yeah,
that's cool. You know, take your pick. I mean, the fact of the matter with this affirmative action deal is that yes, you know, it's 100%, man. Discrimination, discrimination, regardless of whether it be white, brown, black, orange, green, you know, with
female, male.
Yeah, female, male. It doesn't matter, gay or straight, transgender or not, man. You pick on one versus the other, well, you're going to end up eating both.
Well, do you think employers should be allowed to hire on performance and qualifications, or should they be meeting quotas or I guess, a given numbers game?
Well, you know, when it comes to the given numbers game, you know, if there is disparity, you know, based on the fact that they're, you know, is not a viable source for someone of an ethnicity to head and receive a better placement and advancement through betterment of ability, of course. You know, I mean, if I don't want a guy, you know, running the fire department if he's not able to, you know, complete his job. But if he's able to complete his job to his fullest, so happens to be a black or a Latino or anything else for that matter, please go ahead and let them. I mean, my larger agenda is with gays in the military that I don't think it should be a question. I don't think it should be an answer. It shouldn't be open. It should be not open. I mean, people do not discuss their heterosexual relationships publicly. Why should someone have to do it if they're homosexual? And that's just a privacy issue and a politeness issue. And the fact is that we have an entire substrate in this country that people just do not respect people's personal space. And, you know, homosexuality is not a crime until about 30 years ago. And even still, you know, it shouldn't have been a crime in the first place. What people do amongst themselves is their business.
Stay out of the bedroom, would you?
Plain and simple. If it's not killing anybody, if it's not committing a crime, come on. You know, we know the rules. We know the difference. But that's the point, is that people are still playing the politics of personalities. We have a guy named Mark Sanford who is going right back into the fray of just fundamental madness. You know, why should we, you know, let people, okay, who otherwise, if I go ahead and say that I talk to God, I'm going to be labeled a nut and thrown in a box. Okay, since when does a governor or a president feel that they have that obligation to do so? Because they have a following that will dictate that for them. And that's okay.
Huge voting base.
Yeah.
And they vote.
Yeah, if you want to live in the fringe, okay, go right ahead, buddy. But you're going to miss out on the larger picture. And the larger picture is that, yeah, we've got 300 million people here in this country. Not 6 or 7 million, okay, who can dictate the policy for us all. It doesn't work that way. It speaks for itself. The money talks. The BS walks. And you know what? Get walking, Stanford. You spent our money. Okay, I'm not from the state of South Carolina, but you spent our money to go ahead and screw around. I don't care what it is that you're doing, whether it be with some woman in Argentina or, you know, a badger in Toronto. I don't care. If you're spending our money for non-official business, you're a thief. And if you're a thief, go to jail, my friend. Come on. You know, let's cut the crap here and let's wake up to reality. You steal, you lie, you cheat, things happen to you. You got enough money? I'm sure. But if you stole your money to go ahead and cheat and steal, well, all the power to you. But either way, get off your knees. You ain't doing no praying. It's called the pay the piper, man, and that's to the state of South Carolina.
Right.
Pay your money back, dude.
Patrick, great call, man. I got to run for a break, okay?
Anytime.
All right, man, call me again. I'll be in the rest of this week and next week. Eric, Don, Robert, everybody hang on. I'm going to come to you. We're in open phones, open topics. Anything you want to hit on, talk about this morning, health care. You want to talk about Mark Sanford, the Iraq occupation. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls next. Todd Parker checks traffic for us. Todd, what's up, man? Sorry about that.
How's
Southbound 225, still a little bit heavy on that approach to Yosemite as you're making your way towards I-25. Same deal for northbounders on 25 as you're heading out of the tech center. Heavy pockets on 36 between Denver and Boulder as well. Off those main roads, crews have cleaned up an accident on the ramp from Hamden to northbound I-25. Construction crews, they're working on University between C-470 and Arapaho until 3 this afternoon. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Goodyear.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active. These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs. It took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
19. This is a limited time offer, so call today, 1-800-426-7119.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay their back taxes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage. Settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
926. Got full lines. Bound to open up 303-713-7600. Got to take care of a little business here. AM 760 had a huge response at Pride Fest this last weekend. Looks like they married over 400 couples, made the news, had awesome listener response. And we have a lot of photos up at our website, am760.net. So if you did attend and got married there at the little AM760 chapel, those pictures are up at our main website, am760.net. Also, 5280 released their Top of the Town edition yesterday. And I'm looking at the personality section. Top columnist. Editor's Choice, Al Lewis. Great columnist. Reader's Choice, David Sirota. Kudos, David Sirota. Also, top DJ, Dom and Jane. Oh, no. Seriously? Who listens to Dom and Jane? I think my wife does. Sorry, Stacy. Brett Saunders, KBCO Reader's Choice. Top radio talk show host, Editor's Choice, Ryan Warner. From KCFR, NPR, and Jay Marvin is the Reader's Choice winner 2 years in a row. Way to go, Jay. And here's what it says. The one-time self-described House liberal, Jay Marvin has attracted a growing, devoted audience from across the political spectrum by sprinkling in doses of libertarianism that play well in the Mile High City. Talk radio is too often overrun by broadcast blowhards, but Marvin tries to inject a little humanity into his weekday morning shows, and he usually succeeds. Let's go to top newly elected politician, Editor's Choice, Jared Polis. Reader's Choice, Barack Obama. Top politician to vote out of office, Editor's Choice, no one. We had a good year of getting rid of bad apples, they say, to wit. The 4th Congressional District voted Marilyn Musgrave out of office last November. Tom Tancredo thankfully retired, and State House Rep. Doug Bruce couldn't even win his primary this past August. Reader's Choice Award goes to Bill Ritter. 5280 readers ain't so happy with Governor Ritter, who's seen his once deep political well dry up. He campaigned across the state for Amendment 58, which would eliminate tax breaks for energy companies, only to see it fail spectacularly at the polls in November. In January, Ritter upset the Democratic faithful, not to mention allies, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper and former Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff, when he plucked Michael Bennett, the former superintendent of Denver Public Schools, to replace Ken Salazar as U.S. Senator. Ritter's popularity, once at 70%, has dropped to a paltry 50. Ritter better hope it doesn't fall any farther in the next 18 months. He faces re-election in 2010. Back to your phone calls, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Denver. Robert, Eric, and Jerry, hold on. I'm coming to you. What's up, Don?
Well, I'm just wondering why we can't figure out what our problem is. England passed a law that said you can't make any profit on health care. Now, if we let's vote on this. Let's do a nationwide vote and see how people feel about this.
That's been suggested, and I think that'd be an awesome way to do things like this. When it's a,
and then we can do the same thing with war. If there's no,
you
profit,
know what? I'm with you there, man.
If there's no profit, why in the world would we want to go to war for these guys? Because Halliburton was about on bankruptcy before this war, and now I'm sure they've got plenty of money. You know?
Yeah.
And George Bush is going to be an idiot 3,000 years I don't care.
I don't know where Fox News gets off spouting this crap.
Fox News is so full of crap.
I know, but, you know, again, like he's going to have – Bush is going to be looked at better than JFK, Clinton, and Jimmy Carter.
All they got to do is give Bush an IQ test, and that'll tell you exactly what his – he hasn't ever liberated anything. He liberated himself from Vietnam. You notice he didn't go over there.
Very true.
You know the difference between Jane Fonda and George Bush?
I'll keep it clean, but what is it?
At least Jane Fonda went to Vietnam.
I don't know if that went over my head or I don't get it.
She went to Vietnam. George Bush didn't go.
Right. Okay.
All right.
All right, man.
So that's.
I didn't know Jane. You know, I'm young, man. I didn't know Jane Fonda went to Vietnam.
Oh yeah, don't you remember there was a picture of her North Vietnam?
Is that right?
Yeah, there was a picture of her.
I guess I'm showing my my youngness here.
Yeah, well, that's it, believe me, she went.
I believe you.
Had a fit over that. But anyway, that's the only way we're going to get rid of these lobbyists is just take the money out of there. You know, we can't sit there and spend with those people because they're going to spend us inside out. We simply pass laws that take the profit out of it, and if they don't like that, well, too bad. You know, that the people vote on it, and that's the way we want it.
All right. Hey, great call, man. Thanks for waiting for me. All right, have a great day. 303-713-7600. Robert in Erie. What's up, Robert?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
To me, Bush is going to go down as the worst president we ever had in the world. I mean, he put this country where we're at right now. Halliburton, Blackwater, all them guys made, they were the phoniest companies in the world, and they stole all our tax money from the United States. The whole Bush administration ought to be in prison, investigated, and all this crap, and the American people are just sitting back and just doing nothing. I'm 71 years old, and I have never seen a country get pulled down in 8 years the way we are right now. People think it's starting to get a little better, but I don't know. I'm kind of a pessimist.
Are you a pessimist?
I think it's going to get worse, and it's going to take massive demonstrations for the American people to go to their states and protest with all this crap and lobbyists and all this stuff. And I'd like to ask you one question. As when I was in service, I was in the Navy 4 years, the service kept care of the service. What the hell is Halliburton keeping care of the Army, making billions and billions of money on the thing? Are they still in command with the Army, or has Obama kicked them out?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure what Halliburton's presence is there in Iraq right now, or the Middle East in general.
I mean, it don't make any sense why them guys are getting paid bukus of money making buildings and stuff like that.
Well, hey, war is a cash cow, man.
Right.
It really is. And, you know, I know it's been made, the argument's been made 100 times before, but it was all about oil interest.
Oh, yeah. Is
gas any cheaper than it was when the war started?
No, sir.
No, it went up to like, you know, $6 a gallon if you lived up in Aspen last summer.
Right. Now, I got one more question. My brother-in-law just went to Germany.
Uh-huh.
They rented a Ford four-cylinder clean diesel.
Okay.
It does 58 miles per gallon. Why in the hell can't we have it over here? It don't make any sense. And the liter, he said it was $1.60-something over there. And they went 700. I'm not too familiar with the liter or the mileage. But he said it cost them $40 and they drove all over Europe. I mean, well, why are the cars over there doing so good at gas mileage and we can't get them here?
Suppression of technology here.
Well, they got the technology over there.
Car companies, you know. I mean, it's all about protecting the car companies, too.
Yeah, and then they bring them, try to buy them over there and bring them here, and they got to come up with our standard. And he said there's not a brown cloud over there.
Now, I think you'll begin to start seeing things change and fuel efficiency really being driven up.
I'd sure appreciate it if you could check and see if Halliburton's still doing the Army.
All right. If anybody knows out there, I'm going to look for it. But if you got it, instant message me at am760.net. Just go there, go to Jay's page, and then you'll see a little link for it. Or call me at 303-713-7600. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. 303-713-7600. Eric in Arvada, Jerry and Rick. I'm going to take your phone calls. Okay, it's 9:35, just 25 minutes before 10 o'clock. Beautiful day out there. Just a couple clouds sticking around the mountains there in the foothills. But maybe another pool day for the Turk family. What do you think, Stacy? We'll talk to you guys when we get back. Eric, Jerry, Rick, everybody hanging. Don't go anywhere. Todd Parker is going to get us a look at traffic. Hopefully things cleared up now, Todd.
Watch out for a new accident being reported right in the area of the Tech Center. It's on the ramp from southbound 225 as you're trying to access southbound I-25. We'll be hanging things up on both of those highways. Heavy pockets left over as well on 36, especially in the boulder-bound lanes. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 90 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers, most likely after 2 or 3 p.m. as those clouds start to roll in. Currently, it's already 78. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Solo from Rocky Mountain Health Plans. Individual, comprehensive coverage that includes immunizations, health screenings, and more. For you and only you, Colorado, 8 affordable plans in all. For a free quote, visit BUYSOLO.org.
They want all the parts in place because we're Democrats. It's what we do. We get it right.
So you ask, what makes Basil Dog's Pizza Denver's best pizza? We like to think of each pizza like a work of art, made with gourmet natural ingredients, hand-pounded dough, chunky tomato sauce, low-fat mozzarella cheese, and almost any topping imaginable. Basil Dog's also specializes in calzones, strombolis, bruschetta, salads, and now even featuring gluten-free dough. Visit the Bargain Watch page of am760.net to receive valuable coupons for Basil Dog's award-winning New Haven-style pizza. Or visit any of their four Denver area locations or basildogspizzeria.com. It's naturally better.
Say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a half-price gift certificate for the hottest sushi spot in Park Meadows, Mikuni Sushi. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Minutes till 10 o'clock. Ed Schultz coming up here after CBS News. Your phone calls. Phone lines right now. Anything you want to talk about? Got topic-free portion of the show underway. Let's go back to him. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Hey, Eric.
Hey, John.
What's happening?
This never fails. Every time I call you, the five callers before me steal all my thunder, and their points are I'm sitting here with nothing.
Let's just pretend we didn't hear those last five callers, Eric. can do that.
Okay, first of all, I remember when John M. was running with Jay there for a short period of time.
Yeah, I need to call him and see what Emmer's up to, man.
Well, you know, that was good chemistry. You guys should seriously think about doing that with Erica running the board, you and Jay running side by side, and I'll email Olinger and call her.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd like to host with Dave, too. But honestly, whatever they need me to do here, I'm fine with.
Oh, man.
It's not like when this is over in 2 weeks, I'm going to be like, I'm too cool to run the board and do traffic. No, man. Whatever they need me to do, I'm fine with. It's cool.
All those paychecks, cash.
Right.
Listen, what I'm thinking is that the Democrats are not framing the argument right, and there's two demographics they're leaving out. The old white guys and the young guys that are susceptible to Fox News, they're still selling this deal about the Republicans are the tough guys. The Democrats take too long to get their point out, and they've got to get past this. President Obama's doing a really good job, but a lot of the stuff that he's doing is going by the wayside because Luntz is still getting all the words out. You talk to guys. Corey from Aurora, the caller of the day, he's had to opt out of an insurance plan and gamble that nothing will happen, and we're not putting that across. I mean, nobody described it to you better than he did this morning, but the Republicans are making it sound like tough guys don't have insurance. Tough guys don't need this. Tough guys don't need that.
Well, if you're not a smoker or obese, you don't need health care.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And you know what? All you have to do is be in a position like Jim from the previous hour never was. You get a catastrophic situation, and you're done. It's over.
Toast.
Game over. And that's the vast majority of people that go bankrupt go for health reasons. The Democrats got to get that out, and they've got to stop being embarrassed about the government getting involved in things and stop letting these people frame it as, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you, that Reagan crap from the 80s. I mean, that Jim is a perfect example of, I've got mine, you go to hell. And
I think that whole thought, like, I got mine, you know, I don't care about you. And the whole me society kind of began in the Reagan era.
It did. He's the one that taught Americans to not be embarrassed about
welfare queens.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And one last thing. Shooter's running his mouth about pulling out of Baghdad. Don't ever forget, five deferments. He never had to deal with that. Never would. Never had the, and he's out of power now, so we can say it. The guy was a coward when he was a young man, and he's just an old, bitter curmudgeon as an old man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hey, you got a lot of good callers.
Eric, you're great, man. You've been calling the show for several years, and we appreciate you.
Thanks. I'll email Olinger when I get off.
All right, you got it, brother. Hey, thanks, man.
Bye-bye. All right,
see you. Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on with John Turk on AM 760. Hey.
Hey, Turk. Yeah, to answer that question about Halliburton, yeah, they're called KBR, the subsidiary. And
that's right.
They do a lot of that. And
they're still there.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, they're definitely making all the money there.
When I go to withdraw money at Wells Fargo, I see I think it's a Halliburton sign there on the ATM machine.
Yeah, they're in everything. And that's the company that Cheney was the president of.
I know.
He became the president of the United States. That's was his thing. So, I mean, that in itself, you would think that people would be up in arms freaking out about, but I really don't think people even really care. I mean, you get a handful of people that call your show and talk about how disgusting the Republicans are, this and that, but for the most part, people don't. If they really cared, they'd get up and do something about it.
I think people care, but I think people don't know what to do or how their voice is actually heard. How to make it heard.
Things that I do. I like to entertain myself, and I like to hear my own voice, and I like to. I call the right wing radio station, and I can say some certain things about certain topics to get on the air, and then I.
And then you veer off a little bit.
Yeah.
What is the screening process a little different on some of the right wing shows around town?
Oh yeah, you have to agree with them. Otherwise, you're on hold.
And right.
6:30 in the morning or in the afternoon, they won't hang up on you, but you'll just be on hold forever. So you have to agree with them and then get them going and then.
Yeah, hey, I agree with you completely. Yeah, and then you just got to just bash them when you get on, right?
Yeah.
I like that tactic. That's cool with me.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit around and listen to 1,000 people that I agree with for 4 hours every day. I want to hear somebody I disagree with.
A
bunch of people that, yeah. I mean, that's why if I had a radio show, it'd be 50% people I disagree with. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear people like this nut in South Carolina and all the right-wing wackos that are circling the wagons around this guy. I want to hear what a hypocrite he is. I want to hear it over and over and over because the right-wing, that's their – they've got a message, and they just repeat it constantly over and over and over. And to them, it doesn't really matter what the message is.
Last week it was Iran. This week it's going to be on Sotomayor. I guarantee you.
Right. As long as they have an audience, as long as they think that the people that are following them, the followers that vote for them, are listening, they'll talk about anything. They'll try to make anybody the bad guy if they think it's going to keep them in power. So let this guy in South Carolina, I would keep him in office, and I would just constantly hound him, continuously. But the Democrats...
All right, every time his name is in the news, I'm bringing it up, man. I've been doing the follow-up file on him for over a week now.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody. I would have a half hour every day on this is the ridiculous stuff that the right-wing wackos on radio in Denver, this is what they said yesterday. I would do the same thing on television. I'd do 10 minutes on Fox and Friends. I would do an hour of...
Yeah, that's why I brought it up this morning, man. And that's what I do on the way to work in the morning. Guess what I listen to?
Right.
Fox Radio.
I listen
to Fox and Friends. I listen to Bill Bennett. I want to say he's on the Patriot Channel is what it's called. It's on Sirius.
Right.
But it's like, you know, I got to listen to see what they're talking about just because... We gotta let the truth out there, because I mean, it's just like you don't hear them talking about Mark Sanford.
No.
You hear them talking about Barack Obama's response to Iran and why did it take him so long to get involved, or to even say that he, you know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they just question everything he does.
Right, because so. You gotta counteract that with the response.
Well, that's why we usually have Media Matters on. We didn't talk to Carl Frisch. We'll have an update on exactly what you're talking about tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Okay.
I will be listening. I will call in and I will yell and scream.
All right. Well,
you gotta be entertaining. You gotta have a good time with this. You can't think that these right wing nut jobs are gonna. They are serious and they are gonna ruin our country more than it already is. But you gotta enjoy it. You gotta have a spark somehow, you know? If it's just a matter of, well, they're just kicking our butts and we're Democrats and we never do anything, we never say anything. And if we voice our opinions loudly, then we're just doing the same thing they are. We just need to be calm,
cool and collected. That doesn't work, you know. You got to fight fire with fire. So I say everybody call 6:30 this afternoon, in the afternoon when those two idiots are on, and, just, you know, get on the air and just slowly but surely get your point across, but you have to do it with some tact, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I...
Yeah, things can be, you know, I'm not gonna say anybody needs to call that show and start, you know.
No,
I'm not,
I would never say that.
Advocating any of that. But, dude, debate them classily, okay?
Right.
All right, Jerry, hey, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks
buddy. Rick and Aurora. Rick, I'm trying to fit everybody in here. What's up?
Oh, good morning. I guess kind of feeds into what the last gentleman was talking about. I guess what I find kind of interesting is we keep doing this garbage about being a D or being an R. It's our team. You know what? Personally, I would love to see the RICO Act played on both parties because they both play this stupid game. It's like watching professional wrestling. I mean, Obama never had any intention of going after Bush, and he deserves it. I mean, these scumbags...
Yeah, they need to be prosecuted, for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, Pelosi, some of the crap she's done... We've got to keep these people honest. And, you know, when we play this DNR game, oh, our team wouldn't have done that. Oh, no. You know, you got to keep these people honest. I really think that you got to look at what they're voting for instead of what party fed them money. I've hit that point where it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Right.
You know, these conservatives did this. Oh, these liberals or these progressives, you know, whatever term you want to use this week, it's just get past it. Look at what they're doing to us. I mean, that's the key.
Yeah, it's the big division, man.
I mean, yeah,
I've never seen, you know, I've only been around for 35 years, but I've never seen the country so divided. And even I thought things would improve after Barack Obama. It seems like things are the same as they were a year or two ago.
Well, yeah, like I said, Halliburton, look at who Halliburton contributes to. They contribute to the Democratic Party, too. And I have friends that have worked overseas, actually have a friend that got out of there a year ago in Iraq working on the embassy and a couple other projects, and they're robbing us blind. I mean, what was he? He was a small bag of laundry. Halliburton charges the government $125 to wash.
Nice.
You know, it's $100 for a case of pop.
Is that right?
You know, if they really wanted to look at some of this stuff, they would. But nobody wants to.
All right.
And maybe I'm a little bitter this morning, but I had to vent.
No, man, do it. That's what this is for.
That's what this forum is
about, is you guys getting it off your mind. All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. 303-713-7600. 9 minutes before 10 o'clock, going to step aside for our last commercial break during the Jay Marvin Show, who Jay was named Reader's Choice for Best Talk Radio Show Host. Way to go, Jay, and our boy David Sirota, Reader's Choice for Best Columnist. Got two great people here on the radio here in Denver at AM 760 here in the morning. We'll get your calls after this short timeout. Todd Parker takes our last look at traffic.
We're still looking at some slowdowns at those ramps at I-25 and 225. There is a crash as you're trying to head south on I-25 on into the tech center. Kind of hanging things up. Southbound I-25 downtown, also a sluggish ride. Heavy pockets on 36 as well. Construction crews are working on 76, right around 96. That project's going to wrap up at 5:30 this afternoon, so do watch out for some delays. They are working on both sides of the highway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Coming up, it's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. I need a job with benefits and a coffee cup with my name on it.
Right now, there's an employer looking for someone like Fred, and he'll find someone like Fred, but he won't find Fred. Instead, he'll find all the smart job seekers that did something Fred didn't do.
Post his resume absolutely free at DenverHelpWanted.com.
And people saying, hi, Fred, want to have lunch?
In today's economy, even if you have a job, you never know when you're going to need one. Put yourself where employers can find you. DenverHelpWanted.com.
I owe $28,000 on my credit card, but now, a year and a half later, I'm completely debt-free.
If you are in debt and thinking about calling a credit counselor, stop. Credit counselors are working with credit card companies. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't make a mistake. Hi, I'm Alan Williams, creator of the Money Mastery Wealth System. I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. I'm so confident that this will work for you, I'll send you my powerful free CD today. My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. Imagine, no credit card payments, no car payment, no mortgage.
It's amazing. I'm going to pay off a 30-year mortgage in only 3 years.
If you're in debt, stop. Don't call a credit counselor. Call now and we'll send you Money Mastery Wealth System's free, powerful CD today. Call 800-508-5306. That's 800-508-5306. Call 800-508-5306. That's 800-508-5306.
Thinking about hopping in on this eBay item here. Farrah Fawcett hand-signed 11x14 swimsuit poster photo. $500. I can get a used one in its original wrapping for probably about $50, though. I want to buy one of those. 303-713-7600. Steve in Fort Lupton. Hey, Steve. Steve, hey, you with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What are you doing in Fort Lupton?
I am doing a job.
Oh, you're working today, Steve.
I am working.
Right on.
I'm trying to get become one of the club members.
Good job.
You know what? I know you didn't make the list this year, but next year you will.
For what? Best producer?
Best producer. Beautiful.
I think, wasn't there a campaign earlier this year? I think you brought it up.
You know, the thing is, I think a line in the sand has been drawn between us and the other side. And, I can't even imagine. I wouldn't even have a friend that was a hardcore Republican. I don't believe in their moral values. I don't believe nothing about them. And, it used to be that people could actually get along and be, on the one side of the fence or the other. But it doesn't feel that way anymore. And I listened to your call-ins, and, there's a lot of hostility, And I think the era of decadence is gone. Whether you can afford it or not, that if you go out there and overindulge, people frown on that now.
Yeah, I think people do. When you go and buy a new car, people frown on it.
They do.
Or if you move into a mansion.
Exactly.
It used to be a sign of how well you're doing. Now it's kind of like a power trip.
It is a power trip, they're walking a very, very narrow line right now about how the public perceives people that are totally self-absorbed. They don't like it anymore.
The division is really, really bad right now.
I care about my neighbors.
I do too, man. I care about, like I said, I think I'm a fairly compassionate guy. I said yesterday, I have a hard time, driving past panhandlers and not giving them money if I'm stopped and, have some change laying around, or solicitors. And I want everybody to have health care.
Right. Well, I'm the same way. And I don't know how many times I've been down to my last couple dollars and I go by a panhandler and I got a couple dollars in my pocket and I do give them a dollar.
Right.
And not that that's...
Whatever, we need to get back to we, not me.
Yeah, and I don't sit around, I don't drive away going, God, I'm such a great person. I just feel compassion for that other person.
Good, I'm glad. Hey, Steve, thanks a lot, man. Great serious call today, brother.
See you later.
I'll talk to you soon. Sue, I got 60 seconds for you, Sue. I apologize, it's short, but it's what I got.
This is me?
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I try to listen to both sides like a lot of your listeners do, and it's very frustrating for me as a conservative to listen to your radio shows because the name calling is just ridiculous. And,
on our station?
Yeah, like Jerry, the last caller, everybody was an idiot. I mean, it just was one name after another, and I think that...
Well, that was just one caller. I think most of our callers have been pretty fair this morning.
Well,
not with name calling.
And I didn't get to hear a lot of your show except for that, but
right.
It is...
Yeah, it happens on both sides. It definitely happens on both sides.
Well, I guess
maybe it's time to elevate the conversation.
What I don't understand is why it has to be that. I would like to hear more about the viewpoints and the way to solve the problem rather than just griping about Bush and everything else. He's gone now. Let's move forward. You know,
I said the same thing about Clinton, but they still bring him up. Sue, listen, I only have 5 seconds. I apologize. Call me tomorrow if you can, okay?
All right.
All right. 303-713-7600. Ed Schultz next.
January.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
On June 7th, Denver experienced one of the most damaging hailstorms in our city's history. If your home was in the path of this storm, call Alden Roofing. Alden Roofing is family-owned in Englewood and is a proud supporter of AM 760. To schedule a free professional roof inspection, call 303-600-8031. That's 303-600-8031 or online at aldenroofing.com. Alden Roofing, generations of renovations.
Eight now. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's...